Following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's Big Friday in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Gary Graff will be a guest. Told Trudy, I think the arranging Gary Graff is sometimes more exciting than Gary Graff himself.
Oh, we need to do the documentary, Arranging Gary Graff.
Yeah, he's being called by us for snob duty as the Channel 4 Classic Rock Bracket.
Yeah.
Man, it has been under the microscope. Gary Graff has not checked in. It's important to know that when Trudy reached him today, he was unaware of the bracket. He had not spent one second on it.
What?
Because it was that unimportant to him.
Oh, man. Well, we should do Graff's bracket. Let him see it.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Well, I think the comment was something to the effect that some people have to work for a living.
Whoa.
Oh, my. Oh.
Like,
that's a shot.
Narky on factor 10.
Do we have any idea what phone number to call him at?
No.
Yes, I verified.
No.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, it's all roulette.
That means there's about a 50% chance that we'll call the right number.
Gary kind of hung me out for about 48 minutes before I finally had to track him down and call him. And then I found out. I said, yeah, we talked to Alice Cooper yesterday. He goes, oh, I talked to him a long time
ago. I knew that was coming. You talked to him for a long time, quote unquote?
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
I wonder
way
how long
before
he got.
We even thought about talking to Alice Cooper, Gary was all over it.
Well, maybe we should start finding out how many clicks he's getting on his interviews. Yeah, boy.
You can't out Gary.
Oh, I know. I gave up a long time ago.
Hi,
Gary.
As far as this weekend, of course, Alice is at DTE Saturday night.
Yeah.
ELO is also Saturday night.
What?
Yeah. What? Isn't that, boy, that happened fast.
I know.
It?
They're back. Or is that Sunday night?
Does he have a residency here now?
I think it's...
I don't know. Ask Maddie.
July 20th. Yeah.
Saturday.
Is Maddie going?
No, unfortunately, she's not.
Oh.
Well, babies love concerts.
They do.
Yeah. Especially with big headphones.
No, she wants to go. She wanted to go without the headphones because it's live. Yeah. The way she likes it.
So she wanted to get high beforehand, too, she said.
Mr. Big Stuff coming up in a big weekend with a couple of great shows. And also, just a reminder not to go to the Ann Arbor Art Fair.
Oh.
I think the only reason to bring it up is to remind you not to go. It's always way too hot. Mr. Stress used to always say it was always, it's like the auto show in reverse. It's minus 10 for the auto show.
Yeah.
It's 110 for the art fair.
That is so true.
He sounds like Julie. There was some talk about it at the house.
And the nine.
That got shot down right away by her.
Wait, really? About going or not going?
Well, I want to go, but she doesn't want to go.
You want to go?
Yeah, he does.
I have fond memories. Yeah.
But you want to wrangle two children at 98 degrees.
She wrangles them.
Oh, it's going to be
hot. We're outside right now playing in 92-degree weather.
Yeah. You know what's weird? I never felt all that hot when I was a little kid.
Oh, you don't feel
that hot.
Well, Mother Nature.
Okay, a couple things right off the top. Where's the penis? We still don't know where the penis is, do we?
No.
I've not seen an update on if it was reattached or if they have found the phallus.
This is giant news. Why is there no information?
Maybe they're waiting for that guy to pass it.
Oh,
like drugs.
Wow.
So what if search his feces for a penis?
Would it be intact, do you think?
I don't know. Your body might break it down.
I think
down.
Some of those chemicals in the stomach would have probably worked on it.
It's going to come out hard. It's like I've never had the view of an anus this way.
It does say that the victim is recovering from his injuries, but it doesn't say if anything was reattached. That's important.
What is wrong with the media?
Is
this
that
is
him?
Some of the worst media coverage ever.
Wait, there's a picture of the guy?
Yeah.
That's
is that the this guy.
That's the guy
penis
that ate or the guy that cut it off. Or just...
He looks like he would.
He's the one that secreted the penis somewhere.
Secreted.
He looks like a penis.
I just see him one bite for that guy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
One bite.
But wait, was that other picture the victim or no. the perpetrator?
No, I think that was just some other thing on People magazine.
Wow. And then the other situation that is mind-boggling to me is they have found maybe Dr. Disgusto, the Macomb yes. Township pooper, the guy that kept taking dumps in the pool. No picture.
Nope.
No picture. Had he murdered everyone at the pool, we'd see his picture. But because he takes a dump in the pool, we're not allowed to see his picture. What, we can't handle this?
I wonder.
Wow. Is it too much for us?
I wonder if they really caught him and they're just saying it.
Oh, trying to smoke him out?
Yeah, well, no, they're just saying they caught him so nobody was worried about a guy pooping in the pool.
Well, yeah, but what if they were saying that they caught him hoping that he would say, no, that guy's a fake. Oh, I'm the real pooper.
That was going to be copycat poopers, too.
That would make sense. Then we wouldn't have a picture.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
He's been banned from the pool for the rest of the summer.
The rest of the summer? No. No more pools for you ever.
He's going to start dumping in the bushes around the pool or something.
What? For the rest of the year? Oh, man. Okay, we have a phone number.
If he took a dump on the diving board.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Yeah, he's going to get as
close. Don't give him any ideas.
He's going to get as close to the water as possible.
Wait, he'll do one while he's in mid-cannonball.
Oh, like that guy?
That dude, yeah. That was... Oh, here we go. Actual audio from the pool when they...
Watch out for Spalding.
It's okay.
Wait, where's the part where
it is? I love it.
Bill Murray.
It's no big deal.
Bill Murray takes a bite out of the candy bar. I've heard of many people doing that.
It's by poop.
The way, throwing candy bars in pools.
Oh yeah.
Did that kill the baby Ruth?
Being
featured in that movie.
More popular than ever.
Really? Because it does. It is very unfortunately shaped.
What does it take to kill a candy bar, by the way? Wouldn't you think there'd be some new candy bars that would take over?
Well, yeah.
A lot of them would have been killed.
I mean, Hershey
bars.
Well, Take 5 is still pretty hot, and that's pretty new.
Denny is keeping Hershey in business.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding.
But like O. Henry. And,
oh, God. A bit O. Honey.
I like O. Henry.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What is an O. Henry?
It's... I don't know, it's just chocolate and caramel and peanuts.
Oh.
I think peanuts are key.
Peanuts
are
peanuts
they're pretty huge. Peanuts and chocolate.
Yeah.
They're onto something. Brandon, can you open the Hall Financial Hotline? Because we need to call the community pool. I got to find out what is going on here. First, Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Mesa's happy hour runs from Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And if you're thirsty... Mesa Tacos and Tequila's Happy Hour offers $4 fresh squeeze traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, and $1 rotating draft beers. Of course, 150 tequilas. Mm. If you're hungry, $5 cheese nachos, $5 queso dip, $5 cheese or veggie quesadilla, and $2 tacos Americanos. Acanas.
Mm.
And that's...
Can someone translate that? What does that mean in English?
Tacos Americanas?
Yeah.
I don't know. American tacos, possibly?
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's 3 to 6 for happy hour at Mesa between 3rd and 4th in Royal Oak on Main Street. So, Hall Financial, by the way, click the link and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you pronto for a refi if you want to save some money. Or if you want a chance at your first mortgage, dream mortgage. And as Scott Kunith, our best of sponsor, says, with all his listings, many of them used Hall, and they held those first-time buyers' hands from start to finish. Aww. Made it easy.
Aw.
So huge.
Nice.
So, Macomb Township Pools.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Why no picture of the person? Was he even identified by name?
No, no name, no nothing. That's...
Hello, Jeff.
Is this Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Jeff Brender. Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show. And we were calling for information about the person that was defecating in the pools.
That's funny.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happened, right?
I heard you caught him.
Possibly.
Okay. Possibly. So I thought there was surveillance.
We do. We have surveillance video.
I see.
Oh, boy. Now, is it a male or female? Can you tell us that much?
Guy. It's got to be a guy, right?
You never know.
You never know.
Well, why don't you know?
They know.
Well, we are working with our attorneys.
Oh,
I see.
And we're exploring all options, put it that way.
Now, some people are reporting that he will be suspended through the year, which I thought was, or he or she, and I was appalled. I just think that person should never be allowed in a pool again, ever.
You would think so, but there are legalities that we're exploring to see what options we have. I would think at this point, all options are open.
Yeah, but that's a
all options on the table.
That's a public health risk. You can't let anybody who has a, you know, predilection for doing that back in a pool again. Ever.
Pretty much, yeah. It's pretty amazing nowadays that somebody stoops to this level. They thought it was kind of funny.
And they were a repeat offender, correct?
They were a repeat offender, yeah.
How many times did they do this?
4 or 5.
Oh.
What?
Oh, boy.
And were they all... of course, it happened over the July 4th holiday, so that adds to a lot of inconvenience for our general members who want to use the pool of the holiday.
Did you have to drain the pool?
Or just shock it really good?
Partially, yeah. We drained the pool halfway down, and there's a lot of chemicals involved.
Did someone take pictures of the evidence?
No, we did not take pictures of the evidence.
Well, how are you going to prove that it actually happened?
Yeah, and was it easy to clean? I mean, are we talking your standard logs, or were there, you know, was the consistency?
Was the calling card the same?
Was it a complete stool, a sturdy stool, or are we talking about diarrhea?
Or is, could there be a copycat?
It wasn't a messy one, put it that way.
Good.
It was like the poop emoji?
Yeah,
It was pretty much intact. No, not like the poop. Well, there has to be a new poop emoji for this one, I think.
Oh, my God. What could it look like?
Was the consistency and the fecal matter, did that make it obvious it was the same person? I mean, that sounds like a crazy question, but I'm just wondering if that helped.
I did not explore that option.
Okay.
Was the color the same?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, it was brown. Brown. How's that?
Okay. Now, someone else was saying that they don't think this person was caught, and that you guys are just putting it out there to maybe, you know, calm everyone down.
No, we have. There's video surveillance that pretty much identifies the responsible party.
But is this monster just wandering around the pool? I mean, who's keeping an eye on this person?
Walking the streets.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just like, I guess it's going to be a disgruntled pool member.
And
so for whatever reason, this person wasn't too happy. For whatever reason. And that was their recourse.
I'm trying to imagine what offense could the pool have committed that would merit that sort of thing. I mean, what do people get upset about at a pool? I don't even know.
Well, he ruined 4th of July weekend. Or she ruined it.
Your guess is as good as mine.
What complaints do people have about pool? How would someone develop a grudge that bad? I mean, that's amazing.
Well, it does cost to run the pool, so there is a cost to the members.
Okay.
And taxpayers.
Some people feel that the $175, $200 is an unfair amount per summer. But being as it is a pool, there's a lot of chemicals, a lot of water, especially now.
Yeah.
These occurrences.
Hey, supply and demand. If they don't have to belong to the pool, they don't want to belong.
Unfortunately, when these homes were built, the builders...
Oh, they have to.
Yes, the builders put these addresses... I mean, it's deeded within Macomb County.
Well, if you don't like it, you can get out.
So basically, a lot of people did not know that they belonged to the pool. When they bought their homes.
Did they not read the fine print? I mean, should they have known this?
There's a lot of words in those closing documents.
Oh boy. Okay.
Now, was this someone who was known to you, like well known to the people at the pool and the community?
I'm sure he or she's well known.
Yeah.
You know, amongst the people, his neighbors, and all that stuff like that. But
Yeah, he's gonna have to. Or he or she is going to have to list their house.
So it's probably an old house.
Now, will there be charges? Because I'm appalled that this person's picture is not in the free press, the news, every local paper out there.
Yes.
I would love to post the video on our website just for everybody to see.
What's the problem?
We've had a lot of members that were very upset about these incidents because they couldn't use the pool over the holiday.
Yeah.
And... you know, and it's just unfortunate that someone has to do something like this. But you know, we were talking to the police department, the local sheriffs here, and saying, you know, what options do we have? Two different authorities gave us different opinions because we're not a public pool. We are a private pool. That kind of comes into it, unfortunately. And they said, if this person was to expose themselves, then it would be a whole different story.
Well, like expose their butthole.
Right.
Count?
Now, did they drop the turd into the pool, or were they submerged and the turd came out and floated to the top?
Great question. Oh, Brandon McAfee.
Yeah, like they carried it there?
No. I meant, like, do they bend over and it drops into the pool, or
like dropping
are
the
they
kids
swimming?
Off the pool?
Yeah, or are they swimming underwater? It comes out and floats up top.
Like a submarine.
I tell you, I've heard the term. I think this whole situation revertebrates dropping the kids off at the pool. It's a whole new meeting.
Oh. Okay.
Did you,
it's poop.
Did you have to put a babysitter in charge to keep the pooper from striking again?
Well, we did bring a second attendant in to. Wow.
Can we talk to that person?
Facilitate an extra set of eyes on the members.
Poop patrol.
Yeah.
Wow, what a story this is. I am just so hopeful, Jeff, that we will see the picture of this monster eventually.
I want you to leave those logs in there for me to inspect.
How about the video, too, the surveillance video?
Yeah, that too.
Because you kind of want to see how they're walking to the pool, too. Are they clinched?
Well, it's just a drop-off. It's
and how
like a drive-by.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a drive-by.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, Jeff.
That's weak.
That's somebody who's practiced at doing this.
I still want to see the video.
When you do it four or five times, I think that's pretty good practice.
Wow.
Jeff, I want to thank you for being so. I mean, the public has been very concerned about this, and it's our job to be a liaison to people like you and make
very
sure
informative.
People know that things are going on. That you guys are hard at work.
Him. Congratulations.
But, yeah, and thank
I appreciate
it. And thank you so much for the time. Mm.
And have a good day.
Good luck over there.
See
you, Jeff.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a clean weekend. All right. That's Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Brender over at Macomb Township.
Good, very good spokesman.
Yeah. Fantastic source.
Nothing like knowing people, being connected in the community when it matters.
Yeah.
And it matters. That matters. Wow.
Wow. Unspeakable.
It is. Ridiculous.
And it's a dude, by the way. It's got to be totally a dude.
He slipped and kind of admitted it was a dude.
It's got to be a dude. Yeah. Oh, chicks don't do that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, of course not.
But why is this person being protected by the media?
I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like, you know, if he hasn't the place up,
he hasn't been accused of a crime, though. He hasn't been accused of a crime yet.
I didn't know that there were so many, like, differentiations in the law about pooping in public.
I guess, yeah. Well, it's a private pool. That seems to be the difference.
Private,
that has to be. There's got to be.
Well, Trudy, if you wanted to put a pool in your backyard and take a dump in it every day, you're more than welcome to. I mean, that's legal.
There has to be a charge
they
could apply.
I would not, for the record.
Well, I think that's what he said, Drew. He's looking for...
It's a little complicated. Yeah. I get it. All right. Well, got Gary Graff coming up. And also...
It's ridiculous.
There's other important news today, which we'll get to shortly. But first, Steve Gabar and the gang at Zod, Fort, and Holly are in the middle of their Hurry Up and Sale... Wait, hurry up and Save sales event. You've likely heard you can save 20% off sticker during this sale. Our friends at Zod Ford and DealsIndeed.com will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and over $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT. So this is for people. Some people want to buy cars.
Oh, hell yeah.
I always thought everyone leased cars, but it's not true.
Yeah, I mean.
So if you're one of those people that likes owning a car.
Sure.
Like 23 and debt free. Although I'm not sure she owned a car.
She doesn't own her house, does she?
No,
by the way, I'm super jealous.
She put 5% down.
Oh, so now she's not debt-free.
No, she's really not.
But why am I jealous of her? She's doing a good thing.
She's 23 and debt-free. How can you not be jealous?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to buy a car, this might be the time. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4? That, too, is almost 30% off sticker, or at least at as low as $99 a month. We all know Zod Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, the real sales manager, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by. And, of course, you can still lease. Not like you can't lease. It just sounds like a good time to buy.
Sure.
Corrective eye surgery, Dr. Yaldo. We all know about LASIK. It's the one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of so many people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better. Dr. Yeld is our Red Shovel sponsor, the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000 plus have gotten his state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure. Many get better than 20/20. Seeing better without glasses and contacts. It just takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. Then the multifocal lens implants, which a number of people have gotten just from the show. For people 45 plus, it frees you from your hated reading glasses, along with precision far vision. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yeller for a free evaluation. And intern Joe's got his new glasses from the frames department.
Cool.
He didn't opt for LASIK, but his frames were so bad. They looked really dirty too. Anybody else know his intern?
They were scratched. They were awfully scratched.
He just was so busy, he just didn't have a time to clean them?
I don't know. He's a 59-year-old intern, so I don't know what he has time for. And he has paraded around the chicken suit a few times to reach some local officials for Charlie.
When you're in a chicken suit, it's hard to clean your glasses.
It is.
Really?
He did have another incident recently where he forgot to hit the record button.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Oh, doesn't that happen to all of us at one time?
It does happen.
Or another.
This is his second time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But he's executive intern now. He's not just a regular intern.
Well, congratulations, Joe.
Yeah.
Are there other interns or just him?
If they get one, he'll be in charge of them.
Yes. I believe he is the only intern. And Dr. Yeldo, they did take care of his glasses. So I don't think he had to pay for those.
Awesome.
So, yeah, get some new frames. They've got a great selection of frames and sunglasses. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount at Dr. Yaldo's office. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
An intern.
And mentioning the Red Shovel Network and our great Red Shovel Network sponsors like Dr. Yaldo and David Hall. We recorded another No Filter Sports today, which I was not on. So please download the Monday show so my value to the network can be proven across all platforms.
Well, right now, the Dick Vitale episode, that one's kind of above all of them. So you have some ways to catch up with Dick Vitale.
I know. They're so desperate to hit 10,000 in one episode. They usually do about, 16,000 a week with the two shows, which is really pretty good.
I don't even have a fucking computer.
Because I think most of us read the long story about podcasting today.
Yeah.
Anyway, Eli's
No, because I used up my limit.
That's right.
Oh, I got it somewhere else.
Did you read it, Brandon, or did you use your limit too?
I reached my limit, so I wasn't able to read it on their website. However, several people screenshot most of the article. So
really? Okay.
In what publication?
New York Times.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you doing not reading the New York Times?
She's too busy reading the Journal.
Big Post fan.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Yeah,
or Brandon's prep.
Eli, that's true.
Eli from day one has said, if we can just hit 10,000 downloads, this is kind of a magic number
advertisers, it is. Yeah.
And for podcasting, too. If you hit 10,000, you're a pretty exclusive company. So they've been stuck at 7,000, 8,000, 7,500, 8,000, 8,500, and they had Dick Vitale on, and he gave him a retweet. That seemed to be a nice bang.
Yeah.
Is there they're like 9,300 on Monday's that's last Thursday's episode.
Correct.
And then Monday I'm on. That's the one that needs to go over 10,000. It'd be nice. I don't think we're going to make it. But anyway, they have a new one today, too.
Yes.
So there
Denny's
you go.
In Cooperstown because the Baseball Hall of Fame inductees are going in.
Oh, and he's angry.
He is very angry.
Yeah. I was actually kind of pissed, too.
He's not making the most money signing autographs, let's say that.
No, not by a long shot.
There's a few guys going in, specifically ones that are being inducted this year, who are charging, $750 for a...
What the... Who?
700...
Well, you have to listen to the podcast to find out.
You must listen to No Filter Sports. No?
What? Not even I can know?
No.
Well, you could look at the inductees.
She can find out real quick. She doesn't know who it is.
No, you won't know who it is.
Yes, she will. I bet you she does.
All right. Write it down.
I'm very dubious.
I'm going to go on a limb, Trudy. I got your back. I think you're going to know who this person is. Don't let me down.
I just like baseball.
God, pressure.
Okay. There's a lot of pressure.
Been there, by the way. I've been to Cooperstown.
He's a relief pitcher.
His first name, don't give her any more information.
His first name is Mariano.
No.
Can you fill in his last name?
Or what team he played for?
Mariano Rodriguez.
Who's that dude?
Close, but not quite.
Rafael.
Nope.
Stop while you're behind.
You're running out of great relief pitchers, Trudy.
Mariano. Oh.
Mariano Rodriguez, one of the all-time greats.
Played for the Yankees.
You don't know.
No. River Rivera.
Yes.
That was the first thing in the Google search. I'm kind of more on the Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
You like him?
You let me know.
Because of his speaking. His speaking. Nobody speaks like
that. I know. That's true.
And 33 still.
I used to watch him then, you know. The Yanks were huge.
Ricky was pretty cool.
I also want to thank the member of the Hall of Fame.
How does he do it?
And who was Dave? Who's
Winfield.
Winnie.
Love yeah, Dave Winfield.
Like Winnie.
Remember we had him in studio? He's great.
Yeah, he's really cool. Yeah. He was. Man, he's a slick dude, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. Killed a seagull, got arrested in Toronto.
That's crazy.
And that thing exploded.
Oh, yeah.
And that was your greatest moment, wasn't it?
Pretty amazing.
Because you hate birds.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I liked Winfield.
Wait, what about Randy
Johnson's
fastball
yeah,
hitting a bird that just happened to get between home plate? I mean, the chance of that happening, and that thing just blew up.
Exploded.
Oh, my God.
That bird was the Sully Sullinger of birds. What are the odds you're going to get hit by a baseball? I mean, you'd have to line up perfectly as he's winding. If that bird tried to do it again, he wouldn't be able to do that. I'm just saying.
No,
just saying.
No way.
How about that?
Never. Yeah. So today there was some interesting news. Jeffrey Epstein did not get bail.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Why does that make me feel so good?
Well, because you were worried that he might be released into his, you know, mansion for home
which
arrest.
Is lair.
I don't know. It just bothers me that anyone would even ask or suggest that, you know, he's going to be discriminated against because he's a rich guy. No, he's a child molester. Why would you put him in a $77 million mansion versus a jail cell? That seems so easy. I don't care how many guards he hires.
Well, he's the definition of a flight risk, too.
Yeah, he probably has a tunnel.
He has used that old passport, too, they found out.
Oh, yeah. His attorneys essentially lied to the court. You got to love when they're lying on behalf of a child molester to get him out.
Yeah.
The way they portrayed that, too, it's like, okay, they find diamonds, lots of cash, and a passport for a Saudi Arabian citizen, not named Jeffrey Epstein, with his picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's just because he didn't want to be kidnapped when he was traveling abroad.
Or, you know, because he's a well-known Jewish person.
Right.
You know, a terrorist might nail him. Well,
don't go to Saudi Arabia.
So does that mean it's okay to have a passport?
Do you have your passport?
A fake passport? I mean, does that...
Did you get your shot?
Yeah, he's a billionaire. It's okay to do anything. By people.
It's still illegal.
It's illegal.
To have a
they
fake
should
passport.
Charge him with that, too.
That's why I couldn't believe that they were... because you know those attorneys were... Oh, they got... You got a passport? Saudi Arabia with a different name? Yeah. Let's see. Famous Jewish... Hey, are you afraid of kidnapping and terrorism? I mean, you know they just dreamed that up.
Terrorism.
And you've never used it before. Yeah, that's it. And then turns out, he has used it. Yeah,
terrorism is a good buzzword, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you get to make a fake passport or have one in your safe in the U.S. of A.
I think it's preposterous that he thinks a buzzword will change everybody's opinion.
Defense attorney.
I think his attorneys made it up anyway. I mean, they're just so desperate to free this child molester. And that reminds me, we found out that in his previous punishment for molesting, I don't know, a couple hundred girls, he hired his own guards.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, Pablo Escobar?
Mm-hmm. They appointed guards to be around to make sure that he was doing what he was supposed to be doing while he was
in the office.
On a work release.
Yeah.
But he paid for them.
Right.
He paid those police officers, and they knew it.
And girls went in and out.
Clearance.
Girls were going in and out.
And they knew it. Yeah.
Access denied.
I don't know.
It'd be a big conflict of interest.
This is really dumb, but I just didn't think something like that could be so corrupt in this country. I didn't think that. I feel really stupid.
What is it, Palm Beach County? Or, you know, I mean, kind of
money.
Whole thing about money. Oh, yeah, he with money there. So.
And in Palm Beach, he's one of the kings. Everybody knows Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And I'm sure he went to all the right parties.
Did you see the other person that broke their silence about Jeffrey Epstein?
Who?
His IT contractor for his Orgy Island.
Oh.
For Little St. James, which he was going to change to Little St. Jeff Island, otherwise known as Orgy Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy, he ended up quitting.
In the Virgin
and that's
Islands,
why he's talking.
He's a father of three. In addition to the extensive collection of nude photos being curated and displayed throughout the island's compounds, groups of unsupervised young girls believed to be minors continue to flock to the resort, this guy claims. Quote, they couldn't have been more than 15 or 16 years old. And he had photos of topless women everywhere on his desk, in his office, in his bedroom. That's really kind of childish and weird. The truth is, I was there for 6 years. I really started seeing things weren't normal in the first year, but he stayed for five more.
Isn't it amazing what money will do? What money makes people overlook?
He said, I'd wear shame and guilt. You know, he felt bad about it.
Well, at least he spoke up.
Well, now.
I know, but anyone else connected to Epstein spoken up? No. Any of his employees? Anyone? No.
They probably fear of being destroyed by the guy because he's got money and power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of why, didn't they say the sheriff's department down there, they were all gung-ho to get him. And then after a while, they realized that his lawyers were just going to ruin them. It was going to take forever. They were going to pay everybody off, and it was almost going to be fruitless.
I know, but still.
It took the wind out of their sails.
Still supposed to do your job and go after them. And
for certain people. I really, again, I'm stunned. I remember when the R. Kelly documentary was being played on Lifetime.
Yeah.
And so many people were saying, you know, we just don't care about young black girls. Mm. And there was a lot written about it. It was interesting to read. And, you know, some of it was the suggestion that black teen girls are advanced sexually. Mm-hmm. And
well, Jim D. Regatta was really beating that drum, too.
I almost want to expand it to say that, just generally speaking, we really don't do much about child molestation. We really don't.
Children,
it's not just little black girls. And I understand in that case, that was an abomination. But look at all these cases and look at all the adult girls running around saying, yeah, I was molested. It took me years to get over it. It's a giant hole in my soul.
Well, for one thing, I think all of those people are ashamed at first.
Yeah.
And then they turn it on themselves and think that they were maybe responsible in some way for some pervy person coming on to them, and they're afraid to say if it's like a relative.
Well, it's frequently an adult relative.
Remember the HBO Nassar doc, and they had that psychologist on there, and she was talking about, you know, everybody talks about how they love children in this country and they take care of children, but in reality, the people that make laws and have to enforce them are all adults, and they're more concerned with protecting each other. Which I thought was a really interesting statement. Yeah, I think it's a little simplistic.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of truth to it, though.
There's some truth, but I think it's very simplistic. In so many cases, the adults who are in the families where this takes place, they never say anything. I mean, a lot of girls, I've heard this from many females who say that my mom knew my dad was doing this and she didn't do anything.
Is it just a
belief? Or she should have known, or she didn't want to know.
Yes, she didn't want
to. Is it just the belief that kids make stuff up?
Well, it's convenient. You want to believe it. And it is a really freaky thing. It's hard to deal with for anyone. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that topic.
You know what's interesting, though? So R. Kelly, that whole thing comes to a head in this spring, summer. Same with Epstein. And both were led by, you know, one a documentary on TV and the other by a journalist in the paper in Miami. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, there's...
media is really doing that.
Well, because people are spending so much less money on investigative reporting because it's expensive to do, and the media is just not pulling in the revenues it used to, that's a big thing to lose. And, you know, we see it in our... Look at the paper now. There's some people doing great work in the paper, but, oh, my God, it's just a shadow of what it used to be.
If they uncover something like that, they should almost get some of the money, some of the forfeiture.
Probably
like some
should.
Of Epstein's forfeiture. But, you know, that lady will write a book and...
I don't know how we're still getting two newspapers out here in Detroit.
That's the biggest mystery.
Strange. Anyway, there were two. How far are we from Gary Graff?
About 25 minutes.
Okay, we can't be late.
I know. I'm really nervous.
It took him 48 minutes to get back to Trudy. He's so busy. There were two, just to change directions a little bit, there were two movie trailers out today.
Oh, yeah.
The Top Gun trailer. I'm excited. Now, is Cruise in this? He is, isn't he?
I'm
way pumped.
Drew, I'm just gonna say is when you watch it, the anticipation for his first line just builds throughout the whole trailer.
Is anybody else in it is the question.
I gotta tell you too.
Doesn't matter.
It looks pretty sweet.
His movies are generally good. I think he chooses good movies.
You look at this opening shot, it's a fighter jet, maybe like 10 combat feet off metal. The ground.
He's gotta be flying his own planes this time.
Of course.
Planes in the last 40 years.
This is Ed Harris talking.
Yet you can't get a promotion. You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die.
Pull
pulls the brake move, shoots himself way up. Look at that shot of that aircraft carrier.
You should be at least a two-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
Wow. He's in the building!
Oh, no! Oh, what a badass.
That's him flying it, too.
Dweller H.
What's he doing up there?
There's the motorcycle.
Yeah.
It is Race of the Fighter
Jets. Where's Christy McNichol? Wasn't she in the original?
Yeah, well, she's in North Carolina being a lesbian.
That's right. Those bar scenes are great. What song will he sing at the bar? Wow, these are, I gotta say, these are cool shots.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
The end is inevitable, Maverick.
What do you mean?
Your kind is headed for extinction.
What?
Your kind. Maybe so, sir.
Maybe so.
But not today.
Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin?
Oh, the laughter God. Was a surprising touch after that line. Wasn't that weird?
I thought it was cool.
That was really good.
I like how they included Oprah.
Miles Teller's in there, and he plays Goose's son from the original Goose and Meg.
Why does it have to be Goose's son? That's so stupid.
And he actually looks like, what's that dude's name? Anthony
Edwards?
Yeah, he actually kind of looks like him in here.
Is something crazy going on here? Where's Anthony Edwards?
He died in the movie.
No, I mean, not in the movie.
I mean, spoiler
in
alert.
In real life.
He's on ER. He's still a doctor, yeah.
Oh, what's really?
Is he in anything?
Wow, no, I don't think so.
Boy, I'm worried about him. Should we call him?
No, he hasn't done anything since 2015.
Is he alive?
He's not that old, is he?
Under a rock with Michael Collins.
He's doing television now. Designated Survivor.
Oh, he is?
That's Kiefer
Sutherland.
Oh, that's that terrible plot for a TV show that we used to laugh at.
Yeah, where the entire Congress is wiped out and the president. And
he was just gigantic for about five years on ER, and then it seemed like he was moving on to big things, and he was in Top Gun.
Yeah, he
was. Before that. Mm-hmm.
He was a pimp for a long time.
Was he in Revenge of the Nerds?
Oh, yeah, he's Gilbert.
Okay, now, the Weinstein documentary, also, they got a trailer out today. And, you know, we didn't convict Harvey of anything. I know he's charged with a couple things, but seems like he's going to walk like Spacey in this child molestation thing.
He's not going to walk, I don't think.
I don't know. He's still walking. So's Harvey.
I know. That message, they played that message back, his Frank Underwood video.
Oh, Lord.
Again this morning on the Today Show.
I saw that.
America, and it's like, so eerie because he knew what was going to happen.
So this is a documentary.
He called it.
The fix was in.
Did call it, Trudy.
This is the Hulu documentary, which he has already seen, by the way.
Harvey?
Yeah, and people were really pissed. Like, how did he get a copy of it? Because behind the scenes...
He's Harvey!
He's still trying to control things, and someone actually got a copy to him.
Mm. Can they just not tell us about that? I'd feel better if I didn't know. I mean, hopefully he looks really bad in it. Did he edit it to make himself look good?
I don't think he had the ability to.
A very fuzzy lens.
Four women are now accusing Harvey Weinstein,
including some very high-profile actresses. Nearly 80 have accused Weinstein of misconduct.
He's a good-looking guy.
On a hope and a dream, I thought maybe this is my in.
Here was I meeting one of the most powerful men in Hollywood.
I was going to have dinner with him at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
He said, "Can we have a drink upstairs at yours?"
So obviously, this is the part that's very hard to talk about.
Who is that, Trudy?
Harvey Weinstein was known to be a bully.
It's Ronan.
He thought of himself as the sheriff in town.
He scared people in the same way a gangster would.
Things got very uncomfortable very fast.
Oh, that's the
he
French
chick. He no longer seemed to want to talk about work. I said, no.
Paz de la Huerta.
And he goes, "You're making a very big mistake."
When you read about rape, you read, "She kicks and screams."
I just froze.
I said no, and I pushed him away more than once. Mm. And then I just stopped.
He's in the building!
That's really inappropriate for that to be in the trailer, I think.
Jeez, Oprah.
Jesus.
It's the collateral damage.
Really stark.
You put Oprah in a movie, it's going to be a hit, man.
Drew, you're right.
It steals something.
When I tried to tell people, they say, you better keep your mouth shut.
Any more drops that can make this movie better?
I'm just amazed at the timing. No,
it was really good.
At least it was, thank you.
Nobody was ever going to win against this guy.
I was hearing stories, which you could dismiss as rumor.
I was being told these women are crazy.
You have to do something. Yesterday,
you touched my priest.
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Oh, just come on. I'm used to that.
Ooh. Huge turning point. I couldn't believe that they were telling the story as though they were writing about me.
Mr. Weinstein intends to enter a plea of not guilty.
The most sinister aspect is that the system enabled it.
Power. Everybody's getting a piece of it.
You need to not have something goddamn dick.
How did Donald Trump get in there? The most grotesque. There's the sense that, okay, we've taken care of the problem.
Propitious in this?
It's not over.
You gotta have that
it
wild
continues.
Card.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
It's called Untouchable.
I think Propitious adds a lot to the trailer.
Well, no, that was in the trailer. I guess Weinstein got a hold of the trailer and re-edited it.
Well, he distracted me, so I think
he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
Oh, boy. Who were the people that he hired to dig up shit on people? Like some former Israeli secret intelligence group or something?
Yeah.
Like Israeli CIA types?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that? They have a cool name
can't
for
remember,
their...
It's not like MI5.
Yeah.
MI5's a cool name, too.
Do you like that better than like FBI or CIA? You like MI5? What
I
does
like
it stand
MI5.
For?
Maybe it reminds me of MC5, which I think is the coolest name.
What does MI5 stand for? Does anybody know?
I don't know. It sounds like a route on a highway.
Mossad.
Like Michigan Route 5.
Oh, the Mossad. Yeah, that's kind of a cool name. I don't even know.
We're the Mossad.
Yeah.
It sounds badass. I'm not going to mess with them.
No.
I don't know what it means.
It means you're going to get beat up.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the Military Intelligence Section 5.
That's lame.
Oh, it sounds better.
I wish I still knew it was just Mossad.
No, that's MI5.
MI5
Mossad is Israel. Oh, okay.
Mossad is Mossad.
Brandon, can you bring up the Bears coach singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the Cubs game? He seems to be screwing with the crowd.
What?
Oh, really?
Just a little bit.
Have you seen the new controversy at the Cubs games, by the way?
No.
The beer cup snakes, and they're not happy about it in the bleachers.
Beer? What?
Well, do this first, and I'll tell
you.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Hey, Matt.
Just listen carefully.
Cubs fans, everybody, all the Cubs fans, y'all ready? Bears fans, you ready? Gary, you ready?
Gary?
Yeah, man.
Get over yourself.
A two, a three, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some penis and cracker jack,
buy me some penis, oh, you think he said penis?
Back it up.
Back it up.
He did.
I didn't say it.
Are they trying to figure it out?
Oh, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Can you back
He's
it up to
the building!
Her crowd is louder than Wrigley Field. It's like 200 people in that crowd.
Oh, no, not the introduction.
All the Cubs fans, y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, we're ready.
Where was it at? I'm not.
It's the third line.
Maybe some penis and cracker jacks.
Yeah. Here we go. Brandon in his own world over there.
I was on the phone.
Hey.
That's blatant
time.
I thought it was so blatant.
I was so right.
That's really funny.
Why would.
Okay, that's good enough. That's really grand. Now, Brandon, pull up beer cup snakes, Wrigley Field.
Why would the coach of the Bears do that?
I just think he's misspeaking. You think he's really doing that?
It's probably the way everybody sings it, and he just forgot.
It just sounded so clearly like penis.
Doesn't everybody kind of
like this?
Yeah, that's a beer cup snake. So these are the bleacher creatures. And basically, they take all their beer cups and stack. I mean, there's, what, like a couple hundred there to make one giant one. But if you scroll down, there's more videos, and you'll see security like taking them away from people. They don't want them to have it.
Well, it's one beer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the fear is here.
Feed the snake!
Feed the snake! We love snake.
Feed the snake.
Well, feed the snake.
Wow.
I think this might be where the guy takes it away.
Apparently, the Cub fans are intent on stacking their beer cups as high as they possibly can.
Wait, there's the guy taking it away.
The security guard took him away.
Wow. He looked more intense than the guard that took away the inflatable penis. Three blows.
And there's another one that took him away.
Struck out and grounded out over two. Oh, we got a very high stack.
Ooh.
A very high stack. And that's fun. That makes baseball
fun. Look
how
long this one is. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8 rows.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Well, that's fun. Why are they wrecking the fun?
Because Theo Epstein.
Is that a fan popping off down
there? Theo Epstein probably got shivers about it. No, this is a guy. So this is a security guard that got busted. He got fired for talking about it, allegedly.
Really?
All right. I can't call an emergency press conference due to my friend who's on island time. I hope he's having a nice vacation. So I'll call
he's
an emergency
news
brief. So unless you live under a rock, you see what's going on at Wrigley Field. A lot of controversy over the cup stakes. The security team out there is not happy. They don't like you building the cups up, drinking out of them, whatever. So we posted a shirt just kind of messing around, having some fun with it. And it said, come and take it, you know, the fight against the Wrigley ushers, whatever. Turns out we have a Wrigley Field usher who is also a Barstool commenter. So the commenter who goes by the name of Ligma Balsack, LIGMABALLSACK, comments, hey, we're getting a bad rap. It's not us. It's a security team. It's not the ushers, whatever. So he said, hey, Ligma Balsack, why don't you come on the show? Come on, Chicago Dog Walk, defend yourself. So he said, sure, fine, whatever. So Ligma Balsack comes in the office last week. He hops on the show. He explains what's going on. And I was just informed on Friday that Ligma Balsack has lost his job. Not great. You never want to hear someone lost their job for coming on your show. It's not a good situation at all. I think he'll be okay, though. He's a college kid from Park Ridge, so like I said, I think everything will still work out for him. But regardless, we're here for Ligma at this point. I didn't care about the cup stakes before, but now I do. I mean, you come at our guy. He came on the show. He didn't really say anything bad at all. We don't really care about cup stakes either. That's the thing. Like, Wrigley Field, they think we're making this controversy. You guys are the ones that are running by people, smacking them out of people's hands like you're Peanut Tillman doing the peanut punch. Like, just ask people for the cup snake and go on your way. Let people have fun, and once you see it getting too rowdy, take the snake. I don't understand. But now it's different. Now we're doing it
Theo
for
Epstein. They must scare
so,
Theo Epstein. A lot of things scare him.
Go up to the rooftops. I hope
shaking.
I love how this guy thinks that you're living under a rock if you don't know about this.
We're doing justice. Ligma, save Ligma, whatever.
Ligma needs a Ligma Balsack needs a GoFundMe.
He does. To get him through the summer.
Ligma Balsack.
Maybe you can add Maz to his GoFundMe.
Maz is having a great summer. I saw a tweet. Him and Pete Spivak were hanging out at the car wash.
Riding a horse.
Wait, who's Pete Spivak?
His dad was the USFL commissioner. He's one of Tom's best friends. He's a good, good guy.
Slippery Pete?
He listens. Slippery Pete, yeah. No, he's a cool dude.
Okay. What else is he tweeting?
We were riding the mechanical horse.
Pete's the one that tweeted that out.
Oh.
Maz isn't tweeting much?
I'll check Tom's Twitter.
Right, while you're checking, I will mention.
And T-minus 10 to Gary.
Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. They offer lower payments, better options, more personal attention. The average mortgage takes 44 days. They average 19 days. You got a bump in your credit, a little dent in your credit. They've been a big help. They've gotten a couple people into their first homes with a couple credit issues that other people could not seem to get by. They shop around. They'll get you the best rate. Hall Financial. Or if you want to refinance, which is really the bulk of their business, they'll save you money. They've done it for so many of our people. Just go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast. Or 248-308-5000. Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS 1467435. Mr. Gary Graff, ladies and gentlemen?
No, you know who he's talking to? He's talking to the girls that were on Fox 2. She called back.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thorny one. Here, Trudy, can you handle Zot? Yeah, that's about a family of raccoons that are living, like, right on the roof. I mean, you can see them from the driveway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they've just taken over the roof. It's just like they're completely comfortable, not trying to hide, nothing.
We need
I'll
to.
I'm
not trying to hide. Raccoons. Well, Bonnie Rose. She has one.
They're the worst.
She has a baby
raccoon.
Yeah.
Those are.
Well, that might be the
pets,
only good one.
They're which is worst. Unbelievable. I don't know anyone who has a raccoon as a pet.
Oh, you're crazy.
Some people have said that all the time, and I'm like, why? Why do you like this thing? But
Bonnie loves animals.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Great friend of the animal community.
She very much is. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event and are excited for you to be part of it during Zot Jeep Celebration event. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you think yourself more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on the all-new 2018 Ram Heavy Duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So strap on your asbestos undies and take advantage of these deals right now. And, okay. And that's it.
All right, cool. Yeah, a lot of activity. That wasn't Gary. That was as you mentioned, there were two gals. One lived next door. One was her friend. And there was a third one who taped the raccoons on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Fox 2 did a story on it. Should we run the story?
Yeah, here's the
it's a funny cool story. These women are so funny.
Is this the tease or is this the story?
Look at them. They are.
These
shameless
ladies are just hilarious. And I think we've got one of them to come on later.
Look at them. They're just hanging out.
Look at the antenna we have in the community.
Fox 2 Philly Ghost live now from the city's west side with this furry tale. Hillary.
Yeah, Huel and Monica, I can tell you that this is really frustrating. I'm not your roving reporter tonight. I am on raccoon watch. I think the lights that we have set up have kind of scared them away, but we did see them earlier in the night. And LaKenya, who lives right next door, she says that she sees them almost like clockwork. They go up, they scratch each other, groom one another, come down. They're around the deck, around the garage. They're everywhere. And that's why she decided to make a YouTube video, post it in the hopes of getting some much, much, much needed help.
Oh, my God.
And we look over, and lo and behold, look behind me, y'all.
Don't blink. Okay, go ahead and blink.
The problem
is it missing this family of raccoons relaxing on a Detroit roof not far from Tireman and Outer Drive. In fact, they've kind of settled in.
Oh my There's God. A threat. Ugh. There's a raccoon and
beating
babies
off
next door. I'm afraid my face is going to be ripped off.
Yeah.
You know, raccoons do that.
Yeah, they
They're
do.
Very dangerous.
The stars of this YouTube video put it up because they want their furry frenemies next door to just move
out. Hanging out in the gutters.
I normally put two bags of dirt on my can just, you know, to keep them out.
Yeah.
But she's so strong, she flipped the garbage can up.
Oh, my
and
God.
Now I have a huge hole in the top of my lid.
And you're certain the raccoon did that?
I'm certain.
I have one, too, in my lid.
Who else would have done it?
We want to keep this PG, obviously, for the news. But you were saying that they are getting a little busy up there.
They're starting to have relations with each other.
In about 4 more months, they don't have that whole roof full of raccoons.
Hey, get out of here.
You mark my words, baby. Give me 4 more months. I'm going to come back and show you.
I saw it.
That's Fifi.
Super mating. That's
who I think we'll talk
about. Super,
Fifi?
Super mating, okay?
They'll come crawl right across in front of you, across the fence. They have a mission, honey. They own to something.
Yeah.
It is a little wild, but not animal wild. I mean, get rid of them. Like, you know, help the lady out or something.
Hi, it's Hillary from Fox 2.
This
we
lady's
spoke
just
with the family dealing with this.
Clueless.
They tell us they can't afford a fix.
And I bought some stuff to put up there, but it's not helping.
Forget about it.
We can't afford to fix the roof right now.
Right.
So you all want them gone,
she
too.
To go
it's just
me.
That you...
I know. It really sounds like they about to go down in the place.
Oh, boy.
For the neighbors, one close encounter was one too many.
They were literally using that house as a jungle gym. And they're coming onto the fence and everything else. That's not safe.
Her beautiful eyes.
You know what I mean? Before you know it, they'll be in there having Cheerios with them in a minute. They'll be having, what's up?
Breakfast. What's up,
breakfast? I tell you, these raccoons, if they get in, they are almost as bad as Dirty Mike and the Boys. Almost.
They're going to leave a soup kitchen behind.
Wow. Yeah, because they're doing all of it.
I know.
Yes.
Wow.
So if we're having relations.
So we can call those girls if they
okay.
Like, wow.
Is it almost graft time?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Pins and needles.
Well, then I should probably tell you that many of us are secure with our finances right now. Ooh. but might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our future financial obligations, whether it be life insurance, college savings plan, tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all of your questions and help plan your future finances so you can maybe fix the roof when you have a problem. The old emergency fund. Does anyone really have an emergency fund?
What do you pay for something?
I don't.
Well, I mean, people that are living, you know, more or less paycheck to paycheck. Does
a lot of people
really? I don't think they do.
Well, there's a big story in the Free Press, though. Most people can't afford a $400 emergency.
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon.
Or a $25 water bill.
Ugh.
The last thing you want in retirement is to have to listen to the juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car and that he pays for everything around here.
There is new OJ video today, by the way.
Is the one from last night?
Yeah.
Okay, it's worth seeing. We have time. Call Luke at 248-663-4748 to set up a plan today to avoid your retirement future collapsing like the Tigers pitching staff. Security Investment Advisor Services offered through Rawlings Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Rawlings Associates Incorporated is separately owned another entity, Zendro Marketing. Names, products, services, referenced here independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. And the latest from the Juice.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. You know, I know I've been away for a while, but I don't know what's going on with America.
In prison.
You know, today I was told that this individual, let's call him Person A.
Clever.
He's talking about Howard Stern. Do you know about this?
Not exactly, no.
Stern had Kim Goldman on.
Oh.
And Howard was really pissed. He said OJ should not be on Twitter.
No, he shouldn't.
And so he's Person A. OJ, I'm Person B. And
I could kill him?
No, this is...
Yeah, he's got some getting even to do.
It's just a tad hypocritical for me to say this, but no, he should not be on Twitter. It's ridiculous that he has this mouthpiece. Well, everyone should not have a voice, and he certainly should not have a voice.
How do you justify, if you're Twitter, how do you justify kicking him off?
I know, you can't.
People need to just report him. Just constantly report him to get him off.
But what has he done wrong on Twitter?
I know.
He's a double murderer?
Allegedly.
Okay, let's hear what he has
got
to
some
say.
Getting even to do with you, Drew.
I bet.
You know, today, I was told that this individual,
you were not told, you heard
A,
it,
stated that he thought Person B should not have a right to public expression. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about that is Person B, years ago, helped fight for
Person A's right
for freedom of expression.
What?
Public
How?
Expression.
Yeah, Person A murdered her brother.
Maybe he just really liked that Baba Booey phone call.
You're right.
You've just been juiced.
Then I get home, and I'm watching politics. And I see one party push a measure to the floor that they knew they couldn't pass, that would make them look divided, which they did. The other party looked like a team, like they were totally together. They all voted the same way.
It's all about teamwork.
Maybe whoever pushed this is a double agent. I don't know.
Or double murder.
What's going on, America?
why are you
Take
laughing?
Ha-ha. You've been juiced.
So
I got a little getting even to do.
Person B doesn't want him to express himself, and they tried to take his way to express himself many years ago.
Yeah.
As in Kim Goldman?
I guess, yeah.
Really?
I mean, can you believe he would even, if he didn't do it, you would think he wouldn't even say that?
No, but he's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Doesn't he kind of look like he's really getting ready to murder somebody? He let his beard grow out just a day.
Ooh.
A little 5 o'clock shadow.
I don't think he's there yet.
Especially murderous.
If Kim Goldman gets more time, if Kim Goldman really gets out there, he'll get pissed.
If she's crossing the street in Vegas and he's at the intersection, would he run over her?
Wouldn't it be great?
It's really Nicole's sister who can drive him the craziest. Mm, oh my God, does he get mad at her?
What happened? What would happen? Why doesn't OJ go like murder Epstein or somebody? He's really good at murdering people.
I would like him better.
And then we'd be done with Jeffrey Epstein.
You just got to get him really mad at him.
Or Weinstein, yeah.
Like a Dexter thing.
Just tell him that Epstein was blowing Keefe. Or the kids was in the house.
Boys with Sydney, my daughter.
He had pictures of Sydney. Juice, go kill Epstein.
All right, Mr. Big Stuff is in the house.
OJ becomes
controversial. Week as WDIV, led by Jason Carr, has come
he's
up with...
He's in the building!
Oh, he's not in the building.
Oh, he's not in the building. No. Jason Carr with his sweet final 64 rock acts of the classic rock era.
Oh.
Down to 8 now. Hey, Gary.
He's in the building!
How you doing, Gary?
Glad I'm awake, I'll tell you that.
Yes, I might have been a little loud. I understand that that you didn't get to talk to Alice Cooper, and we did?
No, I talked to Alice Cooper.
What?
Yeah, I talked to him in June.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
For how long?
I don't know, half an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's got a half an hour for you and 15 minutes for us at best?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Why the tone of surprise? Why?
There's no surprise from Gary's voice at all. Like, well, yeah, of course.
In June.
I mean, I've hit the links with the guy, you know?
Oh!
Well
you know.
Really?
Was it just you two or was there a foursome?
There was a threesome. This sounds bad. There was a threesome.
Who was the third? Who was the third person?
The member, the club member.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the person that got used.
Nice.
Yeah, basically, yeah. The designated rock and roll golfer.
Wow. How did Alex shoot? Alice shoot?
Oh, he's good.
I know.
Yeah. He's good. I mean, he's like solid. He could do the senior tour.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why? I wonder why he doesn't. Seems like he'd have. Well, he's probably making too
much
money.
Oh, he's working. I mean, you know, listen, this is, you talk to him. You know how busy he is.
No. I know. Gary.
He's got one album out. He's making a new one, and he's got a tour, and there's a musical.
And the Vampires, and yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Vampires have their album out, and he's making his Detroit album.
You know, I saw that today there was a story about McCartney's making music for a musical or something, and Alice is on tour, and Paul's on tour, and, you know, the All-Star Band goes out, and all these people are out all the time. And sometimes I can't figure out, I know McCartney doesn't need the money. Does Alice Cooper need to keep up a lifestyle, or does he just love being out?
This is what they do. We tend to forget, you know, when you think about yourself, this is what we do, right? And that's how they feel. They're not making music to get to some end. They do it because they make music. They're musicians. They're artists.
I
guess, there's no need, you know, they feel no need to stop. And I'm finding as I talk to more and more of the older artists, the longer it goes on and the older they get, the true artists, I mean, it's almost like, yeah, I want to get all this stuff done. I know I'm running out of time, so I want to get this stuff done. And there's that drive.
Well, you know, Bob Dylan, Ian Hunter, it's not that they're doing it when they're 60 or 65. It's when they're getting close to 80.
Oh, yeah. Just,
and the travel. I mean, that's a tough lifestyle.
The travel is what they tell you they all hate.
But they must have it down to a science.
A lot of them do. I mean, Dylan certainly does. But with McCartney can just, you know, take a magic carpet and go wherever he wants to. I mean, yeah, but a lot of even you know, Bob Seger, you know, has it down to, you know, with the private jets and everything. You know, they figured out, if God bless you, if you have the money to do it that way, it does make it a little easier, but it's still tough. You know, it still takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Have you looked yet? I know you do work for a living and you don't have time for frivolous things, but Jason Carr and Channel 4 did create the 64 Rock Act bracket.
Yep.
And we had some real problems with the bottom right bracket?
Bottom right's weak.
Yeah, the Foreigner, yeah. The Foreigner bracket.
The Boston bracket. That's the Achilles. I did just look at it today. I will.
Out of spite.
And you know, listen, Boston is a more important band than a lot of people might want to give it credit for, but this is giving them a little too much weight.
Yeah.
Well, who should be? Whose bracket should that be?
Yeah. Who's the number four?
Oh, the Who probably. Or if we want to get real old school, I mean, you know, shouldn't Elvis Presley be part of this?
Yes.
You know, that's amazing.
He's not on
maybe,
it at all.
Shouldn't Chuck Berry?
Absolutely.
Be somewhere in here. So
definitely,
you know,
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. That's either a squandered number one, or it's a what are people going to talk about the most number one.
Except, though, those two, Elvis and Chuck Berry, they don't get played on classic rock stations.
Where do we draw the line? But I can tell you what, there probably isn't an hour that goes by on any classic rock radio station that somebody's not playing a Chuck Berry lick.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
no,
maybe.
And he was a great writer.
Wait, what?
A lick.
Yeah, but
a lick, yeah.
What lick?
Well, usually it's the, I think it's the E to the D, the Johnny B. Goodlick. That usually surfaces in just about every, you know, I'm sure just about every hour you're going to hear that.
Can someone give us the latest in the bracket? Because there were the third round matchups. I was worried about the Beatles because they're on Seeger's home court.
Right.
But
right,
the Beatles
so
did.
That'll be, but they won't. I think they could hit him in what the I'm looking at this thing that I never would have looked at otherwise. you know, so that would be a third round matchup. But you know, and I imagine Seager, if he hasn't already, he'll get by the Almonds.
No, Seager's out. The Beatles beat him.
Yeah,
the Beatles did beat him.
Yeah, they prevail.
You know, you're way ahead of me here.
Yeah, Seager got past the Allman Brothers.
They should. I mean, you know, and love Bob. He's a great artist, but really, and I would say Bob Seger himself would have voted for the Beatles.
Well, right now, the final eight.
So we're down to the great eight?
Yeah.
Elite eight?
Yeah, the Stones against Aerosmith, and Aerosmith beat Pink Floyd, which I thought was kind of an interesting matchup. Who do you got?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Who do you got?
Me?
Yeah, Pink Floyd or Aerosmith?
I mean, I don't have anybody, but I would have gone with Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Yeah. Me too.
I would have thought so too. Zeppelin.
And I would think the Stones will trounce Aerosmith.
Yeah, and then the bracket below it's Zeppelin and the Who, which is appropriate.
That's a good one, but I think you got to go with Zepp there.
Yeah, and then the other side, you got the Beatles against Queen, which is about right.
Beatles.
Yeah,
and then Boston and Van Halen.
Oh, Van Halen
Boston's still in it.
Boston.
Yes.
Yeah, they were the one seed.
Well, they got an easy route.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, they definitely had. The biggest challenge there, I would have thought, would have been maybe Styx.
Yeah, they went up against Styx and destroyed Styx.
Time out. Styx is a three seed?
Four.
They're four seed.
Gary, Styx should not be a four seed, should they?
No, that's a little high for Styx, but they should have beaten Boston.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have gotten to that point in the first place.
Yes.
Okay. What else is left?
So Boston versus Van Halen, which seems to me obvious. But.
Van Halen.
Well, yes and no. Here, because having already said this is a matchup that should not have happened, at least on the one seed, Boston was the template from which Van Halen came.
What?
Boston was the band, Tom Scholz, and it should be Tom Scholz even, for the Boston. He established a sonic template that really gave birth to so much music.
But Van Halen did it better.
Van Halen did it better, and that's a fair point.
But Boston only had Tom Scholz.
Boston only had Tom Scholz.
Well, Van Halen.
Well, Brad Delp. Brad Delp was a good singer.
Well, then who in that bracket do you think? I know it's...
So that gives it...
The Police is a better band.
Yeah.
I think Kiss, you can make an argument for Kiss that they should certainly be in the final two. Maybe for Skynyrd. Maybe even for Foreigner.
Wow, you know? Foreigner? So, you give Foreigner many props?
Foreigner was a much bigger and better band than a lot of people want to give them credit for.
Can I get anybody like Elvis Costello in there as a 14th?
Well, they're not even in there. If we're talking about the bands that aren't even in the bracket, here we go.
There's people that aren't in there, like you mentioned.
Yeah, Talking Heads aren't in there.
Yeah,
Ramones aren't in there. But, when you're really talking about classic rock, those are the bands you pay lip service to. If you're a classic rock fan, just a classic rock fan, you pay lip service to cool bands. Like the Ramones and Elvis Costello and Talking Heads and the Velvet Underground and bands like that, Sly and the Family Stone, because you want to sound cooler than classic rock really makes you.
Gary, just looking at the bracket, what like double-digit seed do you think is way underseeded? Because Bruce is a 12.
How could Bruce be a 12?
You got Tom Petty at 14, which blows my mind.
Yeah, Petty. You know, Rush at 11 maybe is a little low.
Billy Joel at 12?
Yeah, I know. Looking at this stuff, there's, The Doors at 6, believe it or not, maybe a little high.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I've been definitely high, but maybe a little high on the bracket.
Wait, how could Styx be higher than Bruce Springsteen? That's ridiculous.
In no world is that possible.
Right. I mean, I don't get that, but...
How about Styx being higher than David Bowie?
I didn't make the damn bracket, so...
Styx is higher than David Bowie.
What's Dave Bowie's a six, right?
He's a six. Yeah.
Who did he lose to?
Elton John.
Oh, that's tough.
That's fast. Reasonable. I mean, 38 Special's on here. Period. let's stop there. They're on there.
Gary, what was the first
what about
thing?
Loverboy? Loverboy's on the
yeah,
list.
What's Loverboy?
Are they on there?
Yes.
And not only are they on there, they're an 11 seed.
I think that's one of the ones that it's. so ridiculous that I didn't even see it.
Working for the weekend, man.
Yeah? You get your point?
When it's over.
Oh, Loverboy's playing a free freaking festival on the Detroit River, okay? They're not selling anything.
Oh, boy. That might be a competing radio station.
This is really funny.
Really, yeah. How can you look at this band and go,
you know, Thurgood, George Thurgood, I love, but really on a list of the all-time greatest. Yeah,
I know.
Somebody was had done something beyond the Scotch Burr. They had mixed the Browns with the Clear Liquor.
How about Clapton at a 15?
Yeah,
what?
You know.
Oh, my God. Is... There's somebody, are the Animals in there? Eric Burden and the Animals?
No, the Animals aren't here. The Kinks aren't. Well, wait, I think the Kinks were there.
No, Kinks are not on
here.
The Kinks are not on. Zombies.
That's a rip-off.
Zombies are not there, which, okay, we can argue about. You know, we can make arguments for things like Dire Straits, maybe.
Yes.
You know.
I was upset about this, but after talking to Gary, I think I have to walk it off. God.
Well, and which you should have done originally.
Yeah, you're right.
This stuff is just... You know,
that's
come on.
Fun. Well, we're gonna have to make a Gary bracket.
Well, yeah, that would be great, Gary. Then we can argue with you.
The graph bracket.
You could. half of it would be bands that most people either haven't heard of or listened to.
Who should then? And it would be educational.
That would be fun.
There you go. That'd be it.
Hey, before we go, we should ask Gary. There's Beatle Progeny in town this weekend. Danny Harrison's playing
Danny
with ELO.
Danny Harrison's opening for ELO. I just spoke with him today.
Whoa! Really?
Yep.
Was that before or after I called you?
That was in the middle. He was the one between interviews.
Oh, wow.
You hit me in between him and the next one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, I wound him up about, I wanted to hear about the Abbey Road box, because you know this guy's privy to it.
Yeah.
And he can't talk about it.
What?
So the short answer was yes. But, you know, but the other answer was, so he wasn't going to say anything about it, but... Huh? But this is certainly an exciting release for fall. I mean, more exciting to me than the White Album box.
You know, Gary, I have to tell you, I wasn't real excited about Sgt. Pepper's or the White Album release. But then, because, you know, we've had anthologies, and then I got it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I had a ball.
Yeah, if you're a fan and you do the deep dive, you know, certainly it's great. But I always ask people, you know, including myself after this, okay, you had a good time with it when it came out. When was the last time you put it on?
Well, for me, that would be recently. But,
for a lot of people, I think for most people, you're looking at it on your shelf, and you're happy you own it, but you know it's not a go-to. Abbey Road has the potential to be a little different, though. That's practically a greatest hits album on its own.
Abbey Road, I've noticed that, you know, over the recent years, if you look at the catalog albums, Beatles 1 is Beatles 1 the biggest selling Beatles album now?
Maybe. The last one of these just came out recently where I saw it written about, and I thought maybe Abbey Road was it.
Well, Abbey Road is usually right behind Beatles 1. They both chart on the Billboard 200 pretty frequently, and in the catalogs, they're usually up pretty high, but usually 1 is ahead of Abbey Road, but... One hasn't been around that long, but I know it's sold at least 10, 12 million copies, hasn't it?
No, I mean, well, listen, we'll look at its title, Beatles 1. You know, all the Beatles' number one hits, duh.
Uh-huh.
But Abbey Road, I mean, that's, like I said, that's kind of a greatest hits album all by itself.
Well, it's got
all the great songs on that album.
George's two best, probably, or two of his three best.
Yep.
And Come Together is a huge Beatles song, bigger than ever.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing record. You know, it's so, you know, and it I would argue it's maybe, you know, if you had to send somebody with one Beatles record that's not one, because that would be cheating. You know, I think you can make as good an argument for Abbey Road as you can for anything else in their catalog.
Is that your favorite Beatles album?
Mine is Rubber Soul.
I love Rubber Soul.
But I don't necessarily say that that's the best Beatles album, but it's my favorite.
I love Help. I've been listening to Help a lot lately.
They're all good. They're freaking Beatles albums.
Yep. Amen.
Hey, Gary, I wanted to ask you, you know, the Taylor Swift story where Scooter Braun bought all her...
He bullied her at her lowest point.
Oh, yeah.
I
hope she's okay.
What was her lowest point, though? She hasn't had one.
Well, I love then having Scott Borchetta, who sold the company...
Yeah.
To Scooter Braun come out and said she's had multiple opportunities to buy her master recordings back.
But what do you think about the re-recording, like Kelly Clarkson referenced to her about re-recording them?
I'm not a fan of that kind of stuff. I know why artists do it, and they do it to establish ownerships of recordings that they can then sell to movies and advertisements. You know, it's not so much to sell the music to people again. It's to own a copyright to a performance, so that when, I don't know, let's say McDonald's wants a Taylor Swift song, they can go to Taylor Swift and get her new recording of whatever instead of going to Big Machine Records and getting that one.
Yeah, but couldn't Big Machine undercut her then?
They could. Yeah. No, they could undercut her on the bidding if they want.
Huh. Speaking of re-recording, have you heard Sting's re-recording of all his big songs?
I've heard that album, and I actually kind of like it.
Gary, I liked it too, but have you noticed how loud the bass guitar is on a couple of songs?
Yeah. He is Sting.
I like that too, but I was stunned. Sting. I know. It was amazing.
I actually, to get our requisite big stuffing in, I was in Toronto in February to talk to him about that album.
Oh.
And he was doing The Last Ship up there, the musical, at the theater, and he had a recording studio set up across from his dressing room, and that's where he made the album.
Wow. Well, I thought it was really interesting. I mean, hearing the bass that I like his bass playing, so I kind of enjoyed it. And some of the songs were just a little bit different in a way that was okay with me. But we were talking about this business of redoing songs for the purpose that you're talking about. Is there anybody who's re-recorded their catalog or their hits to where you said, hey, it sounds better?
Boy, I'd have to really go through that because I don't routinely listen to those kind of albums anyway. Paul Simon did a real interesting thing with Graceland last year. But those were revisions more than re-recordings. He actually did new mixes, new recordings, you know, took a different tact on those. And that was really, really interesting.
I heard I was talking about this at the show the other day. Simple Minds did acoustic versions of their biggest song. Did you like those?
Those were nice. I'm not putting those on instead.
Right.
But it was nice. Foreigners done that. Clapton did it, for that matter.
The Stones Stripped I liked a lot.
Yeah, Stones did Stripped, and that was really cool.
That was great.
So that, but that to me, that's different than re-record. You know, just going into a studio and doing just new studio versions of and faithful arrangements of your song.
Now, Jeff Lynne redid all the ELO, didn't he?
Not all of it. He did a little bit of it.
Okay.
Well, he owned all that stuff. He didn't need to re-record it.
Wow.
He didn't do that just to cut somebody out of the royalties?
No.
Huh. So we're going to see Danny Harrison on stage for Wilbury's, right, with Jeff Lynne?
Yeah, he comes on and he does with Care with ELO.
How's his set? Do you know? Any thoughts?
It's mostly his solo album, In Parallel, that came out in 2017. And it's pretty good stuff. It's a little more edgy and experimental, you know, than the Beatles and then his dad. But it's good stuff. It's interesting music.
Who's the most?
I'd say of all the Beatles kids, maybe the best.
Mm. What? Zach Starkey would like to check in.
Oh,
well, Zach plays the drums. You know.
Oh, I see.
Sean Lennon.
He doesn't make his own music. You know, Sean's done some good stuff, and the band he has with Les Claypool is really, really cool.
Did you go to that show?
I went to the first one here, not the second one.
When was the first one?
First one, maybe 3 years ago.
Of course.
Before anyone else.
Well, no, and I would have gone to the second one. There was something else in town that night.
That that version they do of Tomorrow Never Knows is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, they're a good, it's a good band, and their own stuff is really interesting.
Yeah.
So I would still love to see, you know, Sean and Julian and Danny and James Bartney
and Zach
get together and do something, do a Beatles song for charity.
Uh-uh. That'd be cool.
You know, but just have some fun with it and maybe have Paul and Ringo cameo on it.
Hmm. What did it take for Dave Davies and Ray Davies to come together for this new album?
I believe that's another one. Believe it when we're holding a new Kinks record or when we're listening to new Kinks music, I will believe that. Hmm. And especially since this one came again from Dave, you know, You know, I see. If Ray said it, I'd take it a little more seriously. Dave has been saying basically the same thing for 6 to 10 years now.
Yeah.
More likely if Mick Avery says, hey, they brought me back into the studio. I'll believe it.
That's one of those ones, you know, if the Kinks came around, it'd be really exciting because I think there'd be a big demand for it. I like to think that.
Yeah. Sure. I think so. I don't think that Ray wants to rock that hard anymore. Because the Kinks on stage were up there with AC/DC.
Ray was beating a guy up in the streets of New Orleans two years ago.
Ray got beat up.
That's right. He got shot.
He was defending
a woman from a purse snatching, didn't
he?
Right. Yeah, that's a tough guy.
Well, no, he got beat up. I mean, he wasn't. He is a tough guy, but, you know. But no, they could play. They were like AC/DC on stage. They just killed it. Mm. And I don't think Ray wants to try to do that anymore.
Gary, I finally got through Wayne Kramer's book, which was really one of my favorite rock bios. I loved
it. He did a really good job.
Yeah, and he's so honest, and it's just, what a story.
It's very sincere.
The depths are quite something. I mean, B&E's, going to prison. I mean, there just aren't that many. I guess there are some other guys who've gone to prison, but wow.
It's a great cautionary tale.
Yeah, and redemption, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we looked up celebrity net worth to see how he was doing. He's doing very well.
Yeah, no, he's smart. He's got smart people around him, especially his wife Margaret, who's a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing good stuff. You know, he's doing a lot of good. He's doing good work creatively. You know, whether it's with the MC50 or with his movie scoring work, and he's doing good work with Jail Guitar Doors.
Gary, Alice Cooper told us that he thought Johnny Depp was a good guitar player. Now, we've also been told, who said he can't play, remember?
I can't remember who it was.
The Rolling Stone articles.
Oh, Wayne. Wayne Kramer. Yeah. Wayne Kramer said, nah, he can't play.
I would put Johnny Depp somewhere between Jimi Hendrix and Keith Partridge.
Oh, man.
I mean, among other things, he doesn't have to play all that well.
Mm-hmm.
If he can chunk out a rhythm, he's doing just fine for Hollywood Vampire.
He's Johnny Depp,
and he can probably play three chords, you know, convincingly. But you got
me too.
You got Joe Perry, and you've got Tommy Hendrickson covering your back.
Wow. Do you have somebody that you're going to interview after you get off the phone with us?
Not till tomorrow morning.
Who's tomorrow morning, Gary?
Otis Williams from The Temptations.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, tell us.
He's always a classy guy to talk to.
Be sure to tell him we said hi.
I definitely will.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, Gary.
We'll see you. Mr. Big Stuff. Some of the best big stuffing he's ever done.
Wow, yeah.
This Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah, that's Sean with Les Claypool.
Funny, I hear more Primus than I hear Beatles there.
Yeah.
I hear more Jerry is a Race Car Driver. Dun, 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 dun.
Very basic.
Well, there it goes. Now I can hear the Middle Eastern or Indian.
It's a, as Gary would say, a sonic template.
Aha! I've never heard that one.
That's my favorite quote from this interview.
I don't know, ragging Loverboy for playing a free concert down by the river was
that
pretty
one's pretty
solid.
Is that the WCSX?
Oh, is it?
Is it? I don't know.
What?
Way to plug.
It's crazy. Sorry. Well, it doesn't mean people have to go. I mean, that's why it's free. I mean, just because it's free doesn't mean it's great. You know, Loverboy, we talk. Who's the lead singer of Loverboy again?
Mike Reno?
Yes.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Reno. No. I'm thinking red pants, leather, and it came to me.
That's funny because when we interviewed him, I realized that I didn't know that the Ann Wilson, Mike Reno song was the Loverboy guy.
Oh, I didn't either.
Doesn't she have a song with Mike Reno? Some really ballady song.
Oh, really?
Heart. I think they do. There he is.
It was a Heart song?
Well, it was Ann Wilson and Mike Reno. Right, and it was a big hit.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I think I played it in my AC.
Almost Paradise.
Almost Paradise. Oh, yeah.
From Footloose,
almost
right?
Paradise. Yeah. But he was really, you know,
hideous.
We talked to him a couple times. He was very nice. I liked him.
He was a good interview.
Yeah. Good guy. That's enough. That's enough of that.
I'm sorry, I was in the zone. What's going on? It's nice of Mike Reno to play cowbell through that song, though.
Yeah. He plays cowbell like
he shows
no
up with
one
that
else.
Cowbell wherever he goes.
Hey, there's not breaking news.
Does it have a case, do you think?
Yeah, of course.
A little case where he carries
a very
it on
large,
stage.
Oversized case, too, with way too much foam inside.
Velvet inside.
It's got a spot for the drumstick, a spot for the bell. And a spot for his gloves, because he barely wears gloves.
Oh, yeah. Leather.
Since we're talking about gigs, someone has a gig in Chicagoland this weekend.
Ooh. Well, let's call him.
Mr. Andy Dick.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's getting closer.
I think the show's called Andy Dickopedia. And the idea is that you can bring up things from his Wikipedia, and he will then tell the story.
Well, that's fun.
It's brilliant.
I know. I thought it was brilliant, too.
Just do that here.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, that needs to be in the pitch, then.
What's going on with Willie?
Let me email him.
What did he say?
He passed it along. He doesn't do bookings for them, but... Uh-huh.
Well, who do we need to talk to?
I don't know. Well,
I thought they were interested.
They are. Give them the right of first refusal.
Well, we'll just give them the show. How's that?
Well, maybe they don't want it.
I think the bag is perfect. They got their new marquee. Wouldn't Wikipedia look
great
up there?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, the right on Nine Mile?
Yeah.
You look good. I like the old marquee, but the new one is fresher, newer.
Maybe they'll auction it off. You can put it on the house.
I've been fortunate not to have any zoning issues already. This network going on here.
Your neighbors are very
accommodating.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Occasionally, I meet one who says, I didn't know all that was going on right over there.
Oh, really?
You, no, it's not. Yeah. Just kidding.
Did you see The Nine today?
Oh, Trudy, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I only saw it because you told me about it, but Ryan Armani is quite hilarious.
Is he always?
Ryan's really good. Ryan's great. I don't know why Ryan isn't on every day. He's so good.
He's such a home run every time.
Yes, he does.
He does? He wants to be on every day?
I think he does. 9999999999999. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think he's making any big demands or anything, but I don't think he is... desiring not to be on 2 days because the nine is that's the place to be.
I know.
I don't know why he wouldn't want to be in the. If he doesn't want to be in the nine every day, he should be.
Look at those guns on Washburn, man.
Yeah, I know.
Showing off her guns.
Yeah, Matt Riley was commenting on her guns.
Hey, she has good,
good guns.
Yeah. I like her glasses.
I think
too.
She calls one thunder and the other lightning.
I'm sure I'll hear about this.
She's got the sleeveless dress store.
What am I looking for?
Shops?
Yeah.
10 after 9. Just pop it up at 10 after 9. Okay, you need to rewind a little bit.
Ryan, of course, is already laughing.
Ryan's talking. No.
Ryan has
Oh, here we go. This is the breaking news we didn't get to, Trudy.
Yeah, that's true. He is, first of all, in this, where I started watching, he was disparaging the weather, and then he went to being mad about all those people who did the face aging thing and how dumb they were for it, and then he went to this, the next topic, which is Amazon, the Prime Day.
Let's just see where we're at.
Yeah.
If you want a bottom line, look, if they want you, they got you. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even matter. This
but
face
we don't
app,
need to make
but,
it easy on
but,
them.
But, yeah, with enough. every app you download, sure. With every
I got you.
Yeah, don't give me
click
picture.
That you point to, you're gotten.
And that's how gotten. In these location services that, you know, that's why you'll be standing. I'll be standing at the grocery store looking at toothpaste, and an ad for toothpaste pops up. They know mm-hmm. I'm there
it's
looking
Minority
at toothpaste,
Report.
And they send me a coupon
right.
for toothpaste. I don't know who they
off.
Is.
Just like us.
Whoever they are, as long as it's a good coupon, you can have anything you want. Right. Just make it
Ryan
good.
Ryan loves coupons. Do you use coupons?
You know, in theory, I do.
No.
I got a stack of them at home,
life.
But I never actually bring them with me.
Oh, the digital coupon. Get the app at the stores you shop from. Oh,
no, never done that.
The greatest thing in the world. I love saving money.
Yeah, you know who's watching us and sending us those toothpaste ads? Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
of Mr. Bezos, Amazon Prime, we talked about that a lot, and so did everybody else. It was a prime success. The numbers are in. The company sold 175 million items.
Items?
During the two-day sale. Can you imagine how much revenue that was? That's more than last year's Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. It is also 75 million more items than Amazon sold last year.
They almost doubled.
Exactly. The company also signed up a record number of people for Prime memberships.
Yeah, that's the cha-ching right there. That is not an afterthought. That's what they're going after. They want your Prime membership, everybody. That's where they make the money. They're not making a ton of money shipping.
It's
me.
It's weird that they would have this Bezos thing, you know, on the $5
makeup.
Bezos beating off to all the
overnight.
Items.
Overnight.
Yeah,
she was really excited.
There's not a lot of profit margin in that.
No.
But where they are getting my money is from the Prime membership.
It changes the world. We're talking to Al Johnson just a minute ago, the lovely gentleman who's not here right now, but he stands here off to the side many times. And he said he has never used Amazon
what?
In his life. And I said, don't.
What?
Because the minute you do, it's over for good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am buying my makeup on there.
Makeup.
I am buying my hair concealer.
How often are you buying makeup? You refer to this makeup a lot. How much makeup are you
buying? I like
buying?
A new nice makeup every now and again. Look, it takes a lot to make it look this pretty.
I mean,
you think I look like this regularly?
I can see you talking about socks,
I mean,
underwear.
People, look at this face.
And it's just the fact
people
he starts with the makeup.
People He's talk still. About how beautiful this complexion is.
Every
you
time.
Think my complexion is this good? I have a top-notch makeup, folks. Top-notch.
Sure. Why don't you
beautiful.
Tell the other men what makeup you're using?
It's a MAC Studio Fix NW35 shade.
Oh, there you go.
It's the same thing I get.
That, okay. I'm NW22, by the way.
Al says he just ordered something. He didn't go off.
You just ordered something? You broke down and you did it?
Lights for my dinghy.
Lights for the dinghy.
Well,
see,
what? That's a man there.
That's
he's talking boat.
He's talking about
man yeah, stuff.
Right.
Not talking about his makeup.
No, I get makeup. I get,
he was talking about his boat.
I get this little bald spot in the back of my head. And I get this concealer.
Yeah,
there's like a it's like a pepper shaker.
That's
hair follicles in the back of the head. So when you see, it doesn't look
that's
so
a real
bad.
Thing, huh?
Opening up to you right here on the couch.
Thank goodness you're doing that. What would you look like without it?
Oh my goodness.
Bald.
Well, it's a visual medium, Dina.
Right. Oh, I know.
He's right.
This isn't radio.
You're right.
I mean,
shut
you know.
Speaking of, this guy made us laugh. He was the short, and I'm
this is
short
huge news.
He calls himself. I mean, a short guy. He's 5 foot tall.
He's called a short
angry
guy.
Angry man. He's in the New York bagel shop. So this was his rant. Take a look.
Why is that okay? Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
That's you hear nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
Oh, baby.
So this guy, he's 45-year-old. His name is Chris Moore,
well
and he
done.
Was on a rant about his dating woes with women. Now watch what happens if
the
we
second
have the
guy
full...
didn't like it.
There we go. Bam! Takes him down. So this guy does have a YouTube channel. He was trying to get some viral attention, we think.
Duh.
And it worked. He just signed a deal for a so-called celebrity boxing match with another viral star. So this guy is going to do a boxing match.
Oh, it's gonna be a viral thing.
Do you guys remember the Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife star? His name is Antoine Dodson.
I sure do.
So let's give you a little reminder about Antoine.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
I feel like, can I laugh at that?
We don't know.
I don't know. I feel
we don't know. It's
the topic
probably
is serious.
Yeah.
The guy
I forgot the story.
So
I don't remember it either.
Allowed to laugh at it. If you recall, this was back in 2010.
So that, yeah, they're going to, that's their celebrity.
Who do you like in that matchup?
Doesn't seem like a good matchup.
Why?
Antoine Dodson has long arms, though, possibly. He's got
reach advantage?
A reach advantage?
Because one guy's fun and the other guy's a fucking angry jerk. You know, don't you want two angry jerks or two fun people fighting each other?
Well,
I want Righteous Rick to do it, but still, this is
Rick would tear him.
This is
art.
People pay money.
I like a baby kicks only matchup.
I love Antoine Dodson though, so that's cool. I'm glad he's back.
Yeah, I think Antoine will put up a fight.
Oh hell yeah! Well, he saved his sister from
this
being
raped. This is really brilliant. I remember.
The man got away, leaving behind their
evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the projects. So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them. So yeah, I need to add the kids.
Remember, these were getting made all the time, and then what, nobody makes them anymore?
You know, they don't make them like they used to. That's for damn sure. Well,
they peaked with Charles Ramsey in Cleveland.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So Antoine Dodson has done celebrity boxing before.
He has?
Yeah, and he got knocked out in what TMZ calls the softest knockout of all time.
Who knocked him out?
I don't know. I'm trying to watch it.
Oh, my neighbor's got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Then give away, then give away.
Wow.
Then give away, then give away.
Remember his book?
Oh.
Big Type?
Yeah.
Really big type. He wanted
we
money.
We interviewed him.
He wanted money for an interview.
I know. He really lost it in our interview. I couldn't understand what happened. Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah.
Antoine Dodson is a terrible boxer. And he's fighting a guy way shorter than him. He just keeps dancing around this guy, and the guy keeps getting him in the corner.
Oh, so that's his weakness.
Blows.
Short guys?
There's like nobody at this thing. That was pretty soft.
That was fast.
That was pretty weak.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. About real, that guy will destroy Antoine Dodson.
I wanted to talk about the podcasting story because there were a couple things in it that were interesting. One was, you know, we keep hearing about everybody's got a podcast, you know, new podcast. I've got a podcast, you got a podcast, he's got a podcast, she's got a podcast. And it's not, the story was Have We Hit Podcast Peak in New York Times, which is, I don't know, is this a little late maybe?
They have been keeping up, you know, like periodically on podcasts. So
it's nice to see so much being written about podcasts.
Yeah.
At least it's really a thing.
It's the word out.
I think the word's out.
Yeah.
But the point is, they say we're not sick of listening to interesting shows. People that like podcasts will listen to multiple shows. And I love finding a new podcast that I like. Behind the Bastards.
Oh my God, that is so great!
Yeah, I've listened to a few of those. Those are fun.
Yeah,
the true crime. There's a lot of great true crime shows.
I started listening to that because of the Jeffrey Epstein episodes, but then I found Steven Seagal, and that one is a riot.
Two-parter.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, what a jackass!
Yeah.
What a liar!
Truly,
he lies from minute one, and he's still lying.
He's still.
But the point is, we're tired of hearing from every friend, relative, and coworker that thinks they're an iPhone recording away from the next big podcast.
Yeah.
And they talked about, well, Brandon, you read about the two ladies who thought they were on their way to a giant, you know, big ad dollars.
Oh, they couldn't wait. And there were several friends. I believe there were six in total, but they only got six episodes deep. And where's all our advertisers? We're done.
Who were they? I forgot what they did.
I believe it was called Advice. The Advice Podcast.
Yeah, there's a million podcasts about podcasting, too.
Oh, fun.
I don't know that any of them are any good, but let's see. Oh, and then they had these quotes from Hot Pod Newsletter. Hot Pod Newsletter. Being a podcast host plays into people's self-importance. And this is why there's so many unnecessary ones, because it's the whole me thing, self-importance, projecting it to others. And also, they mentioned that public speaking and consulting jobs are frequently going to people, you know, who are considered experts, and experts all have podcasts. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of those expert podcasts where they'll interview people who are also experts, but no one's listening to them. So they're just doing them to say they have a podcast in some cases. And then, the podcast about podcasting, anyone can do it. So anyone who thinks they can start one will do it. I mean, it's not like radio where you have to get the job.
Yeah.
It's almost too easy. So everyone should not have a voice or a podcast, but unfortunately it seems that they do. I wish we could say no more podcasts for you to more people, but in the meantime, you know, there are a lot of great talents that have turned up because of YouTube and podcasting. I mean, look at all the people. We never would have heard these people on radio, and there's a lot of them who I think are really half-assed and they have big audiences because of their age or their influencers or whatever. But radio would have never made space for all the, you know, the Joe Rogans and the Mark Marons and some of these people who are really, really good.
Or the David Lee Roths.
Yeah, I don't know how that one's going.
Yes!
I was looking at reviews for it, and of course, the people that love it, like it, love it.
Really?
I don't get it. I really don't. But, you know, if people tell you that, and people do say this, oh, you can't make any money doing a podcast. People make money. You just have to be good at it. There's plenty of people making money podcasting. There's, I think they're closing in on $1 billion in revenue this year.
Plenty of people that want to spend money on podcasts, too.
No, digital, a lot of money's moving to digital. Yeah. So, you know, if you've got your heart in it, it's something you like. I've listened to probably 20 Beatles podcasts, and a lot of them are bad. I listened to one that was, I forgot what the title was, but it seemed to sort of suggest that they were younger Beatles fans. But then you listen to it, it's like, oh, I've never listened to George's solo material, so I don't really know about that.
Well, how can you talk about something if you're not an expert?
And then one of them was listening to the whatever the album was, and it was a Beatles album. They had listened to it for the first time. I don't think this is probably a great idea for a podcast. And then,
do you want to listen to a podcast where you know more about the subject?
No,
If it's a specific...
I don't think they're getting many downloads. No. They had an advertiser that was blown away. Like, really, there's an advertiser for this? This guy, Jorben Harbinger, was on there, and I got really annoyed reading about him because he presents himself as like this. Oh, I know I got annoyed because Apple selected him as one of their best of 2018 podcasts.
Lord.
And I started listening to it just to hate it.
Yeah.
And he's not bad. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with him. He's got allegedly 250,000 downloads an episode, which is plausible, I guess. And, oh, multiple millions in revenue. That was the other thing that annoyed me was he said, oh, multiple millions in revenue. So he was talking about how he gets requests to be on other shows daily. But when he informs them that he won't publicize it on his show or his social media feeds, the requests evaporate.
Ah.
But I think he tells them before they even ask.
Yeah.
He says, oh, by the way, I won't be publicizing this on my show or my social media feeds because my feeds are too important for your puny podcast.
So if they evaporate,
why does he keep getting requests daily?
He's from Royal Oak and he went to Michigan.
Whoa. What? I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. Brandon just popped it up there.
Wow.
Let's get him on so he doesn't publicize
That's got to be, well.
Let's not publicize him not publicizing us.
He's allegedly one of the biggest podcasts out there. And I looked him up, too. He ranks.
I believe it, yeah.
But don't ask him to mention you on his social media feeds.
He also on Google has American radio personality.
Ah, no!
It's harsh.
I know, Trudy. It's getting really bad.
Stings, doesn't it?
You know who I saw in there? For some reason, I saw the name Nikki McKibben.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
American Idol.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nikki McKibben.
Yeah, she was like fifth place on one
of the
ones.
By the way, Jordan Harbinger's podcast gets 250 downloads per episode.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, you said that. I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening to this podcast about that podcast.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
But Drew, I will say this.
Nikki McKibben has American musician. She has that thing. Nikki McKibben.
Oh, really?
She was on one American Idol. I bet she's never played to more than 20 people since.
Wasn't she on more episodes of Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab? Because didn't she go to that?
She did. You're right. Yes. Okay.
But
shouldn't she have American Rehabist?
Yeah, she should.
But now that if you Google Drew Lane now,
what?
You have overtaken the other Drew Lane.
Oh, right.
What?
But it does not say, you know, American personality, but the Drew and Mike podcast pops up instead.
Well maybe, okay. Somebody, okay. Maybe somebody did a better Wikipedia.
The other Drew Lane must be pissed, that producer.
Just start producing then.
Jordan Harbinger has more Twitter followers than I do, too.
Oh,
he's at 14.9. So I have
he's been at
people.
It longer, hasn't he?
Podcasting?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
2006.
Yeah, but I think the new show started in 2018.
Oh! But he's been podcasting.
Oh, yeah. For a long time.
Yeah.
Plus, he's on Adam Carolla's show a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they probably
that
helped.
Is he paid to be on Adam Carolla's show? Apparently. Allegedly, they have some paid guests.
Unfortunately, though. The first Twitter that pops up is at Drew1051.
Oh. What?
And then the second one is at Drew Mike Podcast.
Okay. And I have two people I really need to pass on Twitter if you want me to feel good about myself.
Wait, your old self?
Yes.
You're catching up to your old self. So many people have, like, you used to have like 18 or 19,000. Now it's down to 14,000 because I think a bunch of people have unfollowed.
But I don't even have control over it.
I know.
What was your last
post? That's a computer.
What was your last post?
You're 2,500 away from catching up to your old self.
Okay. Brandon, what is Drew's last post?
It's a John Bacon picture.
So I would have been ahead of Jordan Harbinger and, what's his name, from Screech.
Oh, Dustin Diamond. Yeah.
Is that your goal?
Yes. I saw Dustin Diamond at 14,000 Twitter followers, and I felt that I must pass him.
Dustin, does he tweet your goal?
Does he tweet a lot?
I don't know.
What was Dustin Diamond's last
I just got angry
tweet?
That he has more followers than me.
His last tweet was in February.
I mean, when you see some of the people that have like 500,000 followers, you just go, oh my God. Yeah. Like people on The Bachelor, they have hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers.
A lot of people watch that show.
I know.
They want to see them getting fights on Twitter after the show.
But then when they're 2 years off the show and you see them tweet and they've got like 3 likes, but it still makes me mad. Jordan Harbinger.
Yeah, he went to Seaholm, too.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. He loves telling people that he will not put their interview on social media feeds. Did I mention it?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast. He's also been kidnapped twice.
What? Are you serious?
According to his Wikipedia.
Kidnapped for
what?
Let's
put that on Drew's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He was kidnapped twice, once in Mexico and again in Serbia. He frequently travels to unusual destinations. He ran a tour company that took Westerners to North Korea via China. And he spent some time in the country. Tours were supervised from the beginning to the end by North Korean minders.
Would you go on a tour with a dude who's been kidnapped?
No.
I don't know if I
would go to North Korea.
After the first kidnapping, I think I'd back off a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a strategic advisor to Himalaya, a Chinese podcasting company.
Oh, he's so deep.
Was he a friend in Bangladesh, possibly? We need friends in Bangladesh. We were ranked 400 and, well, actually we reached 359, I think, once this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird how you can go one day and go from number 359 to number 410, and then you can bump up to 320 and fall down to 503. It's weird. There's all these.
It was like weird.
There's all these shows in our category that just move all over the place between 300 and 600.
Very fluid. A lot of moving parts.
Quite a few podcasts these days.
We need more fans like my friend D, who downloads this automatically every day but never listens.
Oh.
But no, she just does it. Well, probably because she doesn't want to hear stories about herself. But no,
we don't like people knowing about people like D.
Yeah, but she goes,
listen.
I do it to get credit.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I think that's valiant.
I wonder why.
She has no time for
listening. There's also people that download and listen more than once.
That's true.
But we get
credit the second time, don't we?
Not if they downloaded it once.
I didn't know about that.
No, you need to auto-download it so it downloads every time.
I'm shocked how many people listen to shows twice. I'm also shocked by how many people listen 3 or 4 weeks behind. I mean, it's amazing. Because I'll see a show and I'll go, what? There's only 105,000 people that listened on, you know, this day. And then 3 weeks later, it'll be 140,000. And then, you know, another month later, it'll be a little higher. Really, it's like weird. did anybody see the JFK Jr. special? Because his 20-year anniversary of his death happened.
No.
You were watching it when I was leaving yesterday.
Was there a lot of discussion about that 20-year anniversary?
Not really. I don't feel like I saw a lot about it.
Brandon?
I only saw what you were watching.
Didn't seem to show up in your prep.
No, it didn't.
I just saw the article in the paper about his wife's sister.
Oh, yeah. I think that was sort of associated with the 20-year anniversary. Her living sister, who, I mean, can you imagine your two sisters are killed?
Oh, my God.
In this plane crash, this
idiot,
the most handsome man in the world, who is the worst pilot possibly ever, and takes out two of your sisters. And, yeah, she's living in Ann Arbor. I guess she works part-time at Michigan.
Yeah.
And nobody would talk about her. Nobody would say a word. She does no social media, no publicity, neither do her parents, which seems to line up. It seems like when you come in a position that isn't fruitful to the Kennedys, like the Mary Jo,
yes.
The Kopechnys never, they didn't speak forever.
Oh.
And I don't know if that was because they were given a sum of money They said that the plane crash was settled for $15 million to the Bissett family.
So do you think that was an NDA?
I don't know why she couldn't have social media. I suspect she doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, how could you blame her? And the parents, too. And
one of them just broke their silence. I got to see if I can find it.
Oh, one of the parents did?
One of the Kopechnys. Might have been her cousin.
Yeah, the Kopechnys have spoken recently, maybe in the last few years. But
they wrote a letter to People magazine. Who was this? Hang on. It's loading.
Shame on you, Kennedys.
Mysterious, 50 years after a woman mysteriously drowned in Ted Kennedy's car, a letter claims to reveal the truth. Mary Jo Kopechne's cousin says, I'm not convinced the mystery has been solved.
Hmm. How do you solve it now?
Well, you don't. Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out what the letter says.
The headline says that the truth has been revealed and then the truth is never revealed in the article.
Recap it all. And the writer, who declined to be interviewed by People, described a lunch he had years earlier with his wife and her friend, a woman who had attended the party. The night Mary Jo died, the woman was referred to as a pseudonym Betty to protect her identity. Does this sound familiar at all?
Not really.
Okay, I'll read it and see if there's anything interesting.
You know what's the amazing thing about JFK? Because just about, was that a year ago or so, 2020, the two-hour special on the last days of JFK?
Yeah.
Yes. And this thing was about the last days of JFK. It was not the same thing. They just repeated it on ABC because the 20th anniversary came up. So, I mean, some people were talking about it. It wasn't maybe as big a deal as I thought it might be.
Well, yeah, you'd think it would be, though. It was pretty huge.
Yeah, it was huge. That was huge. I mean, I remember where I was when I heard his plane was missing. I mean, it was like Diana, kind of.
Yeah.
Kinda, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really
and
was.
I don't know. I believe, and I admit, I am mesmerized by the Kennedys. I'm not, like, I don't drink the Kool-Aid like a madman. But I believe this guy could have been president easily.
What's wrong? Is you gay
or something? Oh, yeah.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, no. He could have, definitely.
He'd have the machine behind him.
Well, he'd have the machine.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, he's good looking. The best looking Kennedy, isn't he, really?
Yep.
Well, wasn't he going to run for some form of office?
He's
going to
run for governor in 2002 is what his friends are saying now.
Yeah. Okay.
But New York?
New York.
Hmm. And he had...
He could have won New York.
Absolutely.
All the pictures from the Oval Office when he was a little kid and the little salute and stuff like that. It would be such a legacy.
And he wasn't a bad speaker. You know, they went back for his – he introduced Ted Kennedy at the convention in 95 maybe or 91. Mm. It must have been 91.
It was earlier than that.
They said he was 32 years old and he was born in 60.
Okay.
So I guess it was – maybe he was – I don't know what it was. But it was a Democratic convention. He did a nice job. But I don't know. I find him very likable, really. Although no one will say anything bad about him. It doesn't matter how many people do documentaries or things on him. You always get the friends of the family, and they always they make him out to be such a saint. And they just ascribe so many wonderful qualities to him. You kind of, I don't know.
There's a Kennedy mafia.
I know. They're still out there, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because last night I thought, okay, somebody can really tell us what happened the last couple days and about the nail appointment that made Carolyn late for the plane. And so he had to leave later and darker, you know, and all that stuff. No, they just brush by it. They really don't say much of anything. I guess the 2021, they said a little bit about
very
that.
Very little, but yeah.
Yeah. But
I like what you see, huh?
I mean, the media in America, I mean, if you encompass all the media, the media's not really nice to anyone. I mean, death anymore? I'm surprised that any Kennedy could get any break at this point.
I remember watching the Katie Couric interview, and God, is she just lost in his eyes. She's got She is in love.
And he is, you know, he's a pretty good guy. He's really fairly, for who he is, he was, seemed like a fairly regular guy. And,
yeah, he's gorgeous.
You're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Your father's assassinated. Your uncle, who becomes your father, is assassinated. And then his best friend was Anthony Radziwill, his first cousin. And these guys were super duper tight. And he gets cancer in 95 or 96, has 20 surgeries fighting this cancer with all the Kennedy connections for the best doctors. And he's dying. They show him sitting in the sun at Martha's Vineyard, I think shortly before Kennedy died. And he's really thin. He's got scars all over the... I know. I felt so bad for him. And then he actually lives to see JFK Jr. die.
Oh, my God.
And gives the eulogy 21 days before he died.
Oh, jeez.
So it was just incredible. And Carol Radd as well broke her silence for this. She's the sister of Anthony, who is was on The Housewives of New York.
Oh, no. You know,
she's really pretty.
Hey,
she's 55 years old. She's dating a 32-year-old chef.
Regarding anniversaries and breaking their silence, did you see who broke their silence today regarding an old anniversary?
Is this someone I'm going to get overly excited about?
Yes. Charles Manson's son has finally broken
silence. Oh, my God. Why can't he break it on our show?
Charles Manson.
We've tried.
That spotlight.
Oh, he looks like Manson, doesn't he?
He looks just like Charlie.
Michael Bruner.
If Charlie
when
ate
he was
more.
Born, his last name was Manson.
Ooh.
Charles Manson is his father.
Imagine growing up with your father known as the face of evil.
The craziest face ever.
Michael Bruner is the biological son of notorious madman Charles Manson. Now he's breaking his silence, speaking out to the Los Angeles Times.
I think 95% of the public looks at Charlie as this mass murdering dog.
Yeah.
And
you mean dad?
I don't believe that. That's who he was.
What?
Manson and the
good,
so-called
Daddy.
Manson family.
What time somebody advocated for Charlie?
Actress Sharon Tate, her unborn child, and eight others.
I
he
think
wasn't
the public
there.
Has been fed some untruths, and this whole thing has been glorified and glamified and blown out of proportion. When you look into it deeply,
is he in the sun too long?
A whole lot of sense.
Michael is the son of Mary Bruner, a former librarian and Manson's first recruit. She was serving time for check forgery on the night the Manson family went on their murder spree. Inside Edition spoke with Michael 26 years ago. Back then, he was living in the Midwest trying to distance himself from his infamous father.
You know, I really just don't think about him. I've got better things to do.
You have surgery
he told
look
us
more
when
like
the
Charlie?
Movie Helter Skelter came out in 1976, his classmates in grade school learned Manson was his dad.
Oh, God.
Now, with Quentin Tarantino's film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, opening next week, there is renewed interest in Manson. Michael Bruner was raised by his grandparents in the Midwest. He never met Manson. Now he's revealing that before Manson's death 2 years ago at age 83, he received his last communication from his father, a postcard that said,
"How cool is that?
Right on, right on."
That's my dad.
The negative feelings that I had at one time, I wish I would have given him a chance, yeah.
I wish I had a father.
No way.
It's about time Charlie had an advocate, seriously.
Yeah, no one ever advocates for him.
Nobody ever advocates
Please.
For him. Not even his attorneys. I've never really heard his attorneys try to make excuses for him. He wasn't there.
He never killed anybody.
He wasn't there. He didn't kill Tex Watson and his wife. He didn't kill Sharon Tate.
No.
He didn't kill any of those people. The hairdresser.
I'm super.
I'm not saying he's a great guy, but he wasn't there.
It's really funny if that happened
today. Who else has been convicted of murdering someone that when they weren't there?
The unicorn?
No, the unicorn? No, he killed her.
Oh, that's right.
OJ
was there. He was on site.
If that happened today, he probably would get off.
I think you're right.
Based on the defense of, he
wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, okay, that ignores the thing that Charlie Manson wanted most was to go to prison again. What didn't he? Didn't he like being in prison, even though he would show up for all the parole board meetings?
He did fit in well.
Just for a show.
He's waiting for the race war, wasn't he?
I tend to go rolling. I live on another level.
Oh.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Speaking of, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Do we have the... We did find the Facebook of the carjacker the yappy girlfriend. I don't mean to... It's just for lack of... I don't know her name.
She's yappy.
She's very loud.
Forever known as yappy.
Take a look. They've subdued the carjacker, who is
closure?
Her boyfriend. And she's trying to point out that he's got spasm. Or what's he got? Not spasm.
Seizures.
Yeah.
She is very consistent in her messaging.
I agree. They're holding him down.
He just had nine seizures, guys. Yes, he did. I promise.
Shut up.
I promise.
Sit down. You shut up. Fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You were walking down the street when I drove by. Sit down. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
No. Why
did you have the truck for?
I seen him. He was flying. Now he was going by.
He tried to carjack that guy.
Somebody was walking down the street this way. Don't tell me that. Bro, he was. I had
Just knock it off. Knock it off.
She's just walking around. Her mouth is just yapping.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
You better settle her down, mister.
Why?
He's telling the guy that he's holding on the ground with two other guys to get her to settle down.
Why doesn't the photographer have auto-rotate on his phone?
I know.
He tries to make it landscape, and it makes it worse.
If anything, couldn't the guy, the alleged carjacker, bond with the guy holding him down over how annoying she is? Couldn't he just be like, I know. I know. She's the worst. I can't stand her either. Why don't we go have a beer together?
There was an update.
About how terrible she is.
It's 10:19 last night. Can you get Fox News at 10 o'clock last night? She makes another appearance on microphone, so she doesn't have to yell as loud.
She looks like she's on her way to an 80s-themed party.
Or from,
She has a ponytail on the side. She's got a pink halter top. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But what I want to point out before we watch this is that he's in court and he's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I am. You know, he's really playing up this, I've got medical problems. He tried to carjack that guy. And then all of a sudden, he's got everything physically wrong with him. And now he doesn't remember anything. And I think, I have a feeling, they're going to say that they beat him up too much and that they assaulted him. And I didn't do anything wrong.
And she talks to. 22-year-old Hussein Foxworth was trying to get away in that stolen truck when the would-be victim and a bystander stopped him and held him down for police.
Heroes.
The aftermath of the Sunday incident caught on camera. Today, Foxworth was in court for his arraignment and appeared disoriented.
You're what?
I'm so confused.
Where is it you live, sir?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
The victim attempted to defend himself, but was struck several more times in the face by the defendant and was knocked to the ground.
And he doesn't do drugs. He don't take Motrin for headaches. He'd never been violent, don't do drugs, don't do liquor, nothing.
So why do you think this happened on Sunday?
Because of his seizures.
He seemed mad at
his girlfriend told us that Foxworth suffered 9 seizures within an hour, just 2 days before the carjacking.
I mean, I have
Foxworth is being held tonight.
Credit her messaging.
Yeah,
she's on point. Seizures. The only thing I think of is this poor guy has seizures all the time. But he carjacked somebody.
Love that she's bringing the ponytail back, though. That's cool.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Brandon, you're right, though.
She was never proven in a court of law.
She looks very 80.
And I saw it with my own eyes.
Actually, I have another separated at birth. Deb from
From Survivor?
Nope.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
Right That's there. Her, exactly.
Deb's way cuter, but the style is dead nuts on.
Where is Deb from Survivor? Who's getting
she's building a shelter out of rocks?
She's getting on with her stepson.
That's right.
No, she's on all kinds of things.
What?
She?
That actress? Yeah.
He's talking about Deb from Survivor, the one who wanted to build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Do we have that great drop?
I don't think we do.
It was awesome.
Deb has seen that done, though, on TV, so she thought it was in the realm of possibility, right?
Apparently, she was the first person ever kicked off Survivor, wasn't she?
For being too dumb?
She was
wasn't helpful.
She was one of the first. I think some old lady was the first one.
Oh, you're right.
And
yeah.
I remember we called her, and then CBS called us and yelled at us.
Oh, well.
Do you remember that? Or yelled at me.
They did it a couple times. We jumped the gun.
We did.
But remember, reality TV was new. Who thought that those people would be lining up to do radio tours or were in control by the network of who they could and could not talk to?
Can you believe locally when that Survivor ended with Keith Famey and with
how controlled they were?
Mike, what's Mike
Scoops?
Prison
Scooping?
Mike Scooping?
Prison Mike, pedophile.
People were fighting over those guys.
I know. It's big, man. Everyone watched it.
So, couple interesting things going on in the music world that we didn't talk about with Gary, and I'm not really familiar with these artists. You know, and somebody was bitching and moaning about Benzino that you don't even know Benzino. And you're right. I don't know him. Mm-hmm. I don't know his music. He was angry because he was only in the first few seasons of Love and Hip Hop. And how do I not know that? Well, I only knew him from his rant, which was the most interesting thing I've ever seen about him that I'm aware of.
Everybody's TV and music career.
Which I think makes another point, which is there's so many people who are quote-unquote stars now. It's impossible to keep up with them all. So I'm watching today, and TMZ's talking about Slim 400, the rapper,
shot
9 times.
Oh, like 50.
And he's on there talking, and it's not worth going for. But anyway, he was shot 9 times, and he's on TMZ talking. He's okay. This is like 3 weeks ago or a month ago. Then Yesterday, and I read a little bit more about it today, Nipsey Hussle, who's the greatest guy possibly ever. It seems that he may have been the subject of a gang investigation when he was killed.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
So, I don't know. It was, when that was happening...
Well, it kind of explains why he might have been killed.
I've seen very few people who are more revered in death than Nipsey Hussle was. And it was like, what did this guy do?
He seemed like a great guy.
There's a giant mural in L.A.
Didn't they have the funeral at the Staples Center? Didn't they have an event for him at the Staples Center?
Yes, they did.
I mean, they did that for Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's the last one I remember. But it turns out that, well, he may have had there may have been a little wrinkle in his life that may have led to him being murdered.
It's crazy.
Then... I'm introduced to someone else, and I just, you know, if you pop up in the news, I'll look you up. ASAP Rocky.
Oh, yeah, he's in Sweden right now.
Yeah, he was arrested in Sweden.
He's fairly well known.
I guess so. Yeah, I've heard of him before. But anyway, it's this. There's this debate going on over, you know, my understanding of it, and I watched the videotape. He's in Sweden. Some fan is kind of bothering him. And there's some exchange during which this fan, I think he threw his headphones at ASAP Rocky's bodyguard. And so they won't give him his headphones back.
Well, yeah.
And this guy keeps following ASAP Rocky and his bodyguards around, and he won't stop. And so eventually they say, look, we don't want an incident. They're trying to be peacemakers, and the guy will not go away. So then they just, three or four of them, just pummel the living bejesus out of this guy.
Oops.
And he's arrested for assaulting this guy, and now there's a certain segment that is like, oh my god, this is the worst miscarriage of justice ever, because he's in jail in Sweden, and there are claims that he's in solitary, that he's being fed terrible food, that the conditions are the worst possibly ever.
Did you see he's advocating on his behalf?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, to Donald Trump.
I thought Sweden had the nicest prisons in the world.
This is really interesting. I'm watching TMZ today. They're spending a lot of time on it. And Maz's buddy Kanye.
Yeah.
They're talking to the Swedish ambassador. And he's telling this, Kanye is telling the Swedish ambassador that he knows many people who have been treated in a racist manner in Sweden.
Oh, I don't believe
that
him.
This is sort of an undercurrent, and it's happening to ASAP Rocky. And I'm watching this going, wait, is this the same country that I know as Sweden? Because my and granted, of course, I don't live in Sweden. I've never been to Sweden. But my understanding is it's a pretty cool place.
Remember when TMZ would just put like Mel Gibson tapes up, or Harvey Levin would interview Paris Hilton and call her fart in a mitten? The good old days.
Yeah. I know.
I'm telling you, the problem with TMZ
Sweden?
Is TMZ Live, and they're trying to fill an hour with the dumbest stuff.
And and the people just don't seem terribly informed. To call Sweden a racist country, I thought was a little bit of a stretch.
Well, you know, you remember
how many people know anything about Sweden? Yeah,
Kanye does.
White.
Kanye did.
I just remember when
does he really?
He said he knew multiple people who have been treated in a racist manner by Swedish police.
So two?
I think he referenced three people.
Okay, three people, great.
When that Sweden mass shooter, you know, the one that went to the island and shot up that camp?
Yeah.
He was sentenced to, like, I don't know, 20 years in prison.
Yeah, he shot
like
70 people, didn't he?
Yeah, he killed a ton of people, and I think that's their maximum over there. Like, they don't give you life or anything like that. But they've shown, like, pictures of his jail cell and stuff, and it's really, really nice. Like, well, their jails are nothing like ours.
The ambassador said that he is in the nicest prison, that he has access to phones, he can watch TV. I mean, she was going on and on, and they were saying, well, that's not what we're hearing over here. And I was just like, oh, my God, what is going on? This is when... the media can drive you insane when you feel like there is really no way to get the correct answer here, because, you know, and Harvey Levin, they do some very good reporting on TMZ, but sometimes I feel like they're really off their rocker. And having watched the video too, and that's the other thing, they're implying that, hey, he tried to be a peacemaker. He only beat the living shit out of this guy after the guy wouldn't stop following him.
Yeah.
And the guy pinched a girl's butt.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Because
a Swedish girl?
I don't know, but someone who came by and saw them telling this guy to go away said, he pinched my girlfriend's butt down the street. So, of course, now there's this incredible assault of, they were being peacemakers and he pinched a girl's butt.
Look at this, as if
that would preclude. Yeah, I mean, look at this. Like, three of them kicking him in the head and punching him, and
that's the throw.
It's a bit over the top. The guy wanted his headphones back, and they said no because you threw them at us or something. They wouldn't give him his headphones back.
You really shouldn't throw your headphones at people.
It was stupid. I agree. No, this guy's an idiot. That doesn't mean that three guys can beat him and kick him. And I guess he was.
Turn my headphones up.
I don't think the guy's, you know, going to die or anything.
Well,
I think he's okay. But so then, of course, I have to do that. And this is what happens in a lot of these stories. We never even get to. I'm like, okay, is this ASAP Rocky? Because he's such a great guy, and Sweden is so racist. you know, maybe I should just give another chance and see what he's all about. So I go and start reading about him, and then I get to his legal incidents, which rappers is generally a category in their Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. That's what you need.
2004, he served 2 weeks in Rikers for drug dealing, where he shared a cell with future rapper Casanova. July 2012, he's arrested after his alleged involvement in a brawl with 21-year-old artist Irome in downtown Manhattan. August 2013, he slapped a woman during the Budweiser Made in America Festival. He was charged with misdemeanor simple assault, class 2 misdemeanor. The witness failed to appear in court. She filed a lawsuit in 2014 stating she still suffered certain conditions following the alleged assault. So, and then they get into the Sweden story where they say he and his entourage were involved in a brawl June 30. The victim was beaten, kicked, and cut with broken bottles when on the ground. The victim was taken to the ambulance where he required stitches. ASAP Rocky's bodyguard filed a counter-complaint. His tour has been put on hiatus. Anyway, he's still in jail after, I think it's over 2 weeks now. And I don't know how Swedish justice works, but apparently there's a lot more racism in Sweden than we were aware of.
Huh. Per Kanye.
Yes. Oh, a lot of, and other people, too. This guy has a lot of support. Support. The word I'm about as tired of as any word.
Yeah.
Support and having people's backs. It just seems like it. I guess.
So Jared Kushner is going to help him?
Yeah, Jared Kushner. Kim contacted Jared Kushner, who contacted the president, who contacted the State Department, and the State Department is now fighting on behalf of ASAP Rocky. And that reminds me that Meek Mill is trying to get his conviction from 2008 thrown out, and he has a pile of attorneys who have donated their time to him. And I don't know, whatever. Wow. He seems to be doing okay. Meek Mill, I know he's
doing great.
He's doing a lot of concerts to big crowds. So, and I want to mention that the best of the Drew and Mike show will be not only on WLLZ this weekend, but
Alice Cooper.
Yeah, with Alice Cooper, if you missed that. It'll be in there Saturday morning, 8 to 11, Sunday morning, 8 to 11. And then we will have Best of the Show, which is a different show. Mm-hmm. Available Saturday, brought to you by Scott Kunath, Realtor Scott Kunath. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath, Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual, to see what your home
He's
is worth.
He's in the building!
He was in the building this week. Or if you want help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunath at CBWM, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at CBWM.com. And you can text with Scott. He knows drops. He's the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
He does that, too. And he's having a very good year because after, I mean, Scott's been with us since late last year, I think, or August or September of last year. And he's gotten some nice contacts and listings, and with the help of Hall Financial has helped people buy their first homes. He's sold some other homes, and I think every home he sold from the show, he sold for over the list price.
All right.
Dweller H.
So things are
That's who he gives credit to, I guess.
Things are going well for Scott. 248-797-7746 for Scott Kunath. And I can't think of anything else. Because we probably want to get our weekend going. Hall Financial Hotline shutting down.
The Pig and Whiskey Festival.
Yeah.
Where's that? It
takes over
Ferndale.
Mm-hmm. The Pig and Whiskey Festival is this weekend?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Hey.
And the Ann Arbor Art Fair. So lots
Trudy,
of
no. That, the only reminder is to not go to the Ann Arbor Art Fair. You know that.
Sorry.
Mark sent me something earlier about Berkeley, California, and their work on. You can hit the outro, Brandon.
You see the whole list of them, by the way?
I did.
Hilarious.
Government workers. This is actually a bill that was passed.
Yep.
Government workers will no longer use the terms he or she.
Oh, Jesus.
Workers will be referred to in the third person collectively as they and them.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't like being referred to as they and them?
Then you have to go to court and sue.
Also, all manhole covers will be referred to as maintenance holes.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. Trudy, I'm not joking. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Repairman is now repairer.
Brother is sibling?
Yeah, so is sister.
What are the consequences of violating these?
That I'm not sure.
Jail.
There's no such thing as a fireman or a firewoman. It's a firefighter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fraternal is that's societal.
That one's becoming fairly normal, though.
Why is why are heirs beneficiaries?
I don't understand that, yeah.
Chairman is a chairperson. That seems easy enough.
Bondsman is now bondsperson.
Men and women are referred to as people.
Of different genders.
What the fuck?
How much time did Berkeley spend working on this?
If you say man and woman, why do you have to say, what's wrong? If you're saying man and woman, you're referring to both genders.
Because not everybody apparently is male and female.
I don't know.
So no more sororities or fraternities. They're now the collegiate Greek system residents.
Whatever.
Oh, boy. This is what people spend time making bills.
I know Berkeley has other things they could be doing.
I don't know if they do.
I don't think they do.
They really like
all.
Doing stuff like this. Hey, like us on Facebook, iTunes. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see ya.
Dweller H.
You could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
This sailor needs a Cosmo.
Yeah, I'm as erect as a Navyman during Fleet Week.
Your dad had the best penis in the military.